Brought to you by Air Products, B. Braun, Capital Blue Cross, Coca-Cola, Cyan Sky Copiers.
The pitch. Marshawn, a flare to shallow left center. He wins it. Dunks into the outfield, and Rafael Marshawn walks it off for the Iron Pigs.
Eastern Lift Truck Company, Good Shepherd Rehabilitation, Hilton Garden Inn, and Staybridge Suites.
The 0-1. And Garcia belts it. Deep left center field. Ortega going back to the track. Goodbye, so long, and farewell in the grandest of ways for Aramis Garcia.
Leader of the pack, Lehigh Valley Health Network. NJM Insurance, Richmore Florists.
And haul the line drive into left center field, a base hit. Kassar comes in to score to tie it, and Peterson right behind him to give the Pigs the lead.
Riverview Country Club, Robertson Insurance, Service Electric, St. Luke's Health Network, TD Bank, The Morning Call, and WFMZ 69 News.
And Wilson tattoos it high in the air, deep towards center. Palmer back, looking up. There it goes! Record tire for Weston Wilson. His second homer in as many innings. Number 29 in the books. Reese Hoskins has company.
Now, let's go live to the Cyan Sky broadcast booth with the voice of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Here's Sam Jelinek.
With that beautiful rendition of our national anthem, that leads us into Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs baseball. Hi, everybody. Sam Jelinek with you from the Cyan Sky broadcast booth here in Coca-Cola Park, Allentown, Pennsylvania. It's a gorgeous Saturday night as the Pigs and Woo Sox play their final night game of the season, the penultimate game of the 2024 campaign. Iron Pigs trying to end it on a high note right now, tied in the series with the Woo Sox to a piece. Woo Sox tying it up last night with a pretty dominant 4-1 victory last night as their pitching staff did a phenomenal job as four different arms combined to hold the Pigs to just one run, accumulating 11 strikeouts in the process. But Kyle Tyler will try to pitch the Pigs to victory here tonight, coming off of a strong outing last Sunday against Scranton Wilkes-Barre. He gets the ball for the Iron Pigs, and this is the lineup that he'll face for the Woo Sox, brought to you by PSECU. PSECU remembers Chief Moore. It's Roman Anthony leading things off in center. Kyle Teal DH is bat second. Jamie Westbrook's the third baseman, hitting third. Bobby Dahlbeck at shortstop again, batting fourth. Alex Benellis, the first baseman, hits fifth. Tyler McDonough's in right field, hitting sixth. Reese McGuire doing the catching, bats seventh. Max Ferguson's the second baseman, hitting eighth. And batting ninth, rounding it out, Corey Roger in left field for the Woo Sox, with Quinn Priester making the start for Worcester. Defensively, the Iron Pigs, with Tyler on the mound, will have Ethan Wilson in left. It's Ryan McKenna in center. Carlos de la Cruz in right. Otto Kemp in third. Scott Kingery at short. Buddy Kennedy's the second baseman. Carson Taylor at first. And Aramis Garcia does the catching for Kyle Tyler. Tyler, a waiver wire pickup about a month ago from Miami. It's been up and down so far with the Iron Pigs, where it's mostly been good, but when it's been bad, it's been downright atrocious. His ERA inflated by a 9-run massacre against Buffalo over 3 innings at the beginning of September. Last week against Scranton, he went 5 2/3, 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. Gave up a leadoff homer to Caleb Durbin in the first pitch of the ballgame, and then retired 16 of the next 17. Here's Roman Anthony, and to lead it off in the first pitch from Tyler, a cutter just outside, misses for ball one. We're underway just a minute late at 6:36. Game time temp, breezy 78 degrees, feels a touch chillier than that. Anthony from the left side, 1-0 pitch, and he rips it. That's into right field towards the wall. That'll get down for a hit and skitter all the way to the fence. Anthony on his way to second. He's there standing. And for the fifth consecutive game this week, Roman Anthony is on base to lead it off. This time a rocket to the wall and right. Just kind of a little get-me-over cutter from Tyler after he missed with the first one. And Anthony was all over it. He looks dialed in here to end the season. Can't really say I've seen too many things like it. He's down at second for Kyle Teal. Teal, another left-handed hitter. Tyler delivers, and the cutter's up high. ball one. It will mostly be cutter for Tyler. He also has a four-seam fastball, changeup, curveball, and slider. With the Iron Pigs, it's now 29 innings for Tyler. A 1-2 record with a 6.21 ERA. Third base side of the hill. Kicks and deals, and Teal swings and misses. Corkscrewing himself to the ground as he slips and falls. Gets a pretty good laugh out of the crowd here. 1-1. Somebody's got to be the butt of the joke, and Kyle Teal was just in. This might give you three, though. 1-1 count. Anthony leads from second. Scott Kingery holding him close. The pitch. Teal checks his swing this time on a curveball down low. 2-1. Teal began this year with Miami, has bounced around between their Major League club and then AAA, ultimately getting DFA'd not once but twice. Cleared waivers the first time, didn't the second. That's when the Phillies claimed him. 2-1. Teal swings and misses. Blew the cutter by him. 2-2. Teal hitting .245 with the Woo Sox. Two homers, 17 RBIs. Just over a month spent at AAA to end his season. Part of the big three, him, Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer, all coming to Worcester when the Iron Pigs came to town, Polar Park, a month ago. The pitch, cutter off the inside corner, full count. Meyer never actually saw the field for Worcester, dealing with back problems that sidelined him the rest of the way. Anthony at second, following his leadoff double, full count on Teal. Tyler deals, and Teal takes, called strike three at the knees. Tyler freezes him. First out of the ball game is a strikeout. Got to think that Teal was probably looking for the curveball again. Teal made him look so silly on it earlier in the at-bat. Teal might have harbored a very subconscious thought that, you know, he didn't want to get embarrassed on that again. You'd almost rather take a called strike three like that versus slip and fall, swinging and missing on another curve. Runner at second still for Jamie Westbrook. He's late on the first pitch. Foul tip with Minda Garcia. 0-1. Tyler, 6 feet tall, 200-pound righty, 27 years old, out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Went to college at OU. From the belt, takes a look back to second. And the pitch. Inside on Westbrook. Fastball got away from him. 1-1. Westbrook hitting .277 with Worcester. 12 homers, 70 RBIs. Got to make his Major League debut earlier this season. Always been surprised seeing as much of Westbrook as we did last year with Scranton. Had a really good year last year when 2020. Fouls the 1-1 back. 1-2. Westbrook with an .896 OPS last year with Scranton. Never got a look from the Yankees or anybody else for that matter. Having been teammates previously with Weston Wilson in the Brewers system, kind of reminded me of Weston in that same vein of a guy who dominated AAA but just never get a crack in the majors. Westbrook lofts this one to shallow right. De La Cruz comes in a couple of steps, makes the catch, and he stays put at second, two outs. That was a real defensive swing from Westbrook. It's just filleted it the other way, trying to guide it into right. Got a little bit too much on it, actually, though. If he'd been able to take a full hack, probably hits that baseball pretty hard. Instead, he sawed off the swing. Fly out to right. Runner still at second for Bobby Dalbec. Dalbec hitting .249. 20 homers, 68 RBIs. Anthony leads from second. The pitch from Tyler, slider down and away. Ball one. Really good crowd to start out here on Saturday night. Expect another sellout like we did last night. Going to be a fantastic weekend crowd-wise. Thanks to the weather to finish out the year. Another fantastic year as far as crowds here at Coca-Cola Park. 1-0. Dalbec takes a high fastball. 2-0. 78 degrees, like we mentioned, at first pitch, but it feels a touch chillier than that. The wind's kicking in from the center towards the left field line. Not too many clouds to speak of. A beautiful backdrop starting to brew. Sun beginning to set. 2-0 coming. Dalbec lays off. Cutter on the inside corner. Bomb of the zone, 2-1. If you were tuned into this game just as the Phillies game was going to the ninth. The Phillies ultimately did lose the Mets 6-3. So we got to put the champagne on ice for at least one more night. Phillies look to lock up NL East. 2-1. Dahlbeck fouls it away. 2-2. Phillies looking to lock up the NL East for the first time since 2011. Locked up a playoff bid last night. And they got to get one more win over New York this weekend because the magic number for them still stands at one. Runner at second, two outs. 2-2 on Dahlbeck. Tyler kicks and delivers, and the breaking ball in the dirt. Dahlbeck not interested in that. Full count. Three and two on Dahlbeck. Anthony still out at second after his leadoff double. Payoff pitch, and Dahlbeck off the hands of Grounder to third, diving to his left. Otto Kemp has it, pops up, fires to first. He got him. Otto Kemp steals away a hit and an RBI from Bobby Dahlbeck to keep the Woo Sox off the board here early. We go to the bottom of the first. It's the Woo Sox, nothing in the Iron Bigs. Come to bat here on the Bigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Visit your neighborhood Ashley store for unbelievable deals on furniture, decor, mattresses, and more. Plus, take advantage of expert advice and design tips from our amazing associates. Shop in-store or online. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Make a fresh start in your new home with a fresh look from Ashley. Shop now for amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, decor, and so much more. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Feels good to be
home. This week's Awesome Athlete, presented by Service Electric, is sophomore quarterback Colton Sams of Southern Lehigh. Colton completed 13 of 22 passes for 265 yards and three touchdowns to lead the Spartans to a 36-14 victory over North Schuylkill. Tune in each Friday to the Service Electric Happy Hour as we announce the next Awesome Athlete. Presented by Service Electric, the nation's first cable company and your local internet provider. Call them at 610-865-9100 or go to secctv.com.
You're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America, on Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM, 1230 AM, and streaming at lvfoxsports.com.
Bottom of the first inning, it's the Woo Sox nothing, and the Iron Pigs coming to bat against Quinn Priester on the mound for Worcester. Priester getting the start against this lineup for the Iron Pigs, brought to you by PSECU. PSECU, where members achieve more. Austin Hayes on a Good Shepherd rehab assignment will lead it off. Hayes' rehab brought to you by Good Shepherd, the exclusive sponsor of Major League Rehab appearances at Coca-Cola Park. Nationally recognized experts in physical rehab, Good Shepherd gets you or your loved one back in the game, back to work, and back to everyday life following injury, illness, or surgery. For more, visit homerunrehab.org. Expertise, innovation, compassion, Good Shepherd. Priester's first pitch to Hayes, cut on and missed, 0-1. Rest of the starting nine for the Pigs, Taylor, Kennedy, Wilson, Kingery, McKenna, Kemp, and then Garcia and Daly Cruz to round it out. Hayes from the right side, no batting gloves as normal, and the 0-1, swing and a miss. Slider down and away, 0-2. Hayes coming back from pretty wild IL stint as he suffered a kidney infection, having evidently eaten something that got to his kidney, upset that, had to go on antibiotics for a good while, and basically sapped him of all his strength. It's been out since the beginning of the month, 0-2. Down and away, 1-2. And that's basically what precipitated Cal Stevenson going back up for the Phillies and having the big moments that he's had is because Hayes has been on the shelf. 1-2. Hayes swings and misses. Quick at bat there as Priester in and around the zone. Gets Hayes on four pitches. Punches him out. One away brings up Carson Taylor. Taylor in his first week as an Iron Pig, getting the late season bump after the AA season ended. It's been good for him. It's 4-for-12, 4 singles, an RBI, 4 walks. Takes the first pitch outside, ball 1. Priester was acquired at the deadline from Pittsburgh in exchange for one of the Red Sox prospects, Nick York. 1-0. Change up on the outside edge, 1-1. York made his major league debut earlier this week for Pittsburgh. Priester had already debuted with Pirates but become a bit of a conundrum for them. 1-1. Taylor off the hands, fouls it to the left field seats. 1-2. As he's got phenomenal raw stuff, but just could never put together a very coherent time in the majors. Maybe a change of scenery might help him. 1-2. And Taylor, a chopper foul, first base side. And with the Red Sox pretty flush with position player prospects, York, who was their first-round pick back in 2020, had kind of fallen out of favor a touch. So he gets dealt for some pitching depth. 1-2 again. Change up, down, and away. 1-2. Priester with Worcester. It's been, again, until his major league time, a bit of a roller coaster. He's 1-1 with a 5.67 ERA. 2-2. Sinker called strike three. Tails back to the inside corner. Taylor caught looking. Back-to-back K's for Priester. Two gone brings up Buddy Kennedy. Priester saw the Iron Pigs back on August 16th and had one of the more wild starts that I can remember. He went five innings, allowed just two hits, one strikeout. First pitch to Buddy misses, ball one. He only threw 42 pitches. As that was the first time this season the Iron Pigs got shut out in back-to-back ball games. 1-0, Kennedy off the end of the bat, cue ball to the backstop, off the cup end to the bat, 1-1. Priester, 6'3", 210-pound righty, 23 years old, out of Illinois, Glendale Heights, 1-1. Kennedy, a chopper out towards short, three easy hops for Bobby Dahl back to glove, slings it over to first, retires Kennedy. And the inning over. Pigs go down in order quickly. We go to the seconds. No score after one. Here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
The scoreboard. Our hopes and dreams rest on the outcome. But it doesn't show the sacrifice it takes to win. Or the pain of accepting defeat. Because the real score isn't about points. It's about how many times you come back from impossible odds. Here for all the moments that matter. The name trusted for over 80 years and accepted by top doctors and specialists. Capital Blue Cross. Live fearless.
Why does it always say paper jam when there's no paper jam?
Hi there.
Who are you and why are you in our office space?
I'm Cy, your friendly copier helper guy. There you go. You're all set.
Whoa, Cy, that was awesome.
Thanks. Better service is on the horizon with Science Guy Copiers.
Science Guy Service. They hit it out of the park. If you need help with your office copiers and printers, call Science Guy today or find them at scienceguycopiers.com.
Hi, Iron Pigs fans. I'm Linda Gawardi. I work in human resources at Air Products. I live in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, and I'm proud to support MDA.
Air Products. Working here, living here, giving here.
Hi, Iron Pigs fans. I'm Nick Mitica. I work in hydrogen energy systems at Air Products. I live in Zionsville, and I'm proud to support Community Bike Works.
Air Products. Working here, living here, giving here.
You're listening to the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Top of the second, scoreless after an inning of play. Iron Pigs and Woo Sox here, penultimate game of the season. Alex Benelis leads it off for the Woo Sox. He was basically responsible for the Woo Sox win last night offensively, driving in three of their four runs, hitting the go-ahead two-run homer in the fourth. It was his first AAA game. Ended up with three hits. Pitch to Benelis on the outside corner, 0-1. Kyle Tyler back to work. Infield plays Benelis to pull. Tyler stretches with nobody on base in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Cutter up and in. 0-2. Tyler faced the Woo Sox. Actually was his first start as an Iron Pig. This was back on August 15th. He got the win. Five innings, one run, two hits, three walks, seven strikeouts, which is still his most as an Iron Pig. 0-2. Benelis a chopper up the middle right behind second. Shortstop Kingery is there to glove it. Tosses over to first. First out of the inning. One away brings up Tyler McDonough. McDonough switch hitter batting left. hitting .226 in the year, no homers, 14 RBIs. It's 0 for 4 last night out of the 9 hole. Third baseman Kemp playing even with the bag off the line. The first pitch from Tyler up and away. Ball 1. Tyler made his major league debut way back in 2021, and that has kicked off what has been a quite bit of an odyssey for him. 1-0, slider outside, ball 2. And since debuting with the Angels back in 2021, he's ultimately only pitched for two other major league teams, San Diego and Miami. 2-0 on the outside corner. Cutter gets back to the edge, 2-1. But he's been DFA'd, claimed, or just outrighted more than 7 times, including a span of a couple of DFAs and claims between the Padres and the Angels going back and forth back in 2022. Pitched McDonough, fouled back, 2-2. In 2022, he was actually DFA'd by the Angels in the offseason and then claimed by Boston. Well, he never suited up for anybody in the Red Sox org because he was DFA'd 2 days later by Boston and then claimed by San Diego. Time is a flat circle because he was then DFA'd by San Diego and claimed by guess who? The Angels, right back where he started. 2-2, McDonough grounds it foul, first base side. He was then DFA'd by the Angels again a couple of weeks later, only to be claimed again by San Diego. This is all within the first 2 months of the season. 2-2, called strike 3. Freezes McDonough, good pitch down and away. 2 outs, scoreless ball game. Here at the top of the second, Kyle Tyler rolling early. Following that final DFA and claim by San Diego, he was then DFA'd and outrighted by San Diego on June 9th, and then selected back to the San Diego roster 3 days later, where he then earned his first major league win. First pitch to Reese McGuire in for a strike, 0-1. Sometimes they say you go through stuff and you don't know why, only for the light at the end of the tunnel to be worth it, and maybe in that case it was for Kyle Tyler, 0-1. McGuire takes up and away, 1-1. McGuire doing the catching, left-handed hitter. He's 4 for 41 of the Woo Sox. Guy who got DFA'd and outrighted to Worcester earlier this summer. 1-1. McGuire swings and misses. 1-2. Tyler went the entire 2023 season pitching with Seattle, where he was with their AA ball club and didn't move once, which must have been a nice change of pace. One and two on Reese McGuire. Tyler eyeing a 1-2-3 inning the pitch. And McGuire fights it off. Chased a pitch up and away. Count remains 1-2. One, two, swing and a miss. Sped it down with a 75-mile-an-hour curveball. Tyler gets McGuire way out in front. Back-to-back strikeouts for Tyler, and the inning over. 1-2-3 frame. We go to the bottom of the second. It's the Woo Sox and Iron Pigs scoreless here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
From the Phillipsburg Easton Honda Studios, this is Fox Sports Radio. Phillipsburg Easton Honda, saying yes is what they do best.
Visit your neighborhood Ashley store for unbelievable deals on furniture, decor, mattresses, and more. Plus, take advantage of expert advice and design tips from our amazing associates. Shop in-store or online. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Make a fresh start in your new home with a fresh look from Ashley. Shop now for amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, decor, and so much more. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Feels good to be.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
A 2023 last place team will win a playoff game this year.
I'm taking the Cincinnati Bengals to be that team. If you gave me
safe bet.
If you said two last place teams, I might say that's an overreaction. Come react or overreact with us. This one makes it much easier. Okay. So thank you for making it easier.
Well, tune in next week.
Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen.
If it's happening in the sports world, from the national scene to the Lehigh Valley, we've got it covered all day, every day. You're listening to the only all-sports station in the Lehigh Valley. Fox Sports Radio, 94.7 FM and 1230 AM in Easton. You're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America, on Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM, 1230 AM, and streaming at lvfoxsports.com.
Home half of the second inning, Iron Pigs and Woo Sox scoreless after an inning and a half. Ethan Wilson leads it off for the Pigskins, Quinn Priester, and Wilson swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. Priester, his last time out, that was back on the 15th against Syracuse. He went 3 1/3, pitched to Wilson, a drive out towards right. McDonough started in, now back a couple of steps. In front of the warning track, he makes the catch. Wilson retired, just a two-pitch out. One away, 15 pitches in for Priester, 4 outs acquired. He allowed 2 runs to the Mets last week, 2 hits, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. Hasn't gone more than 5 innings since back on September 4th. 6 scoreless against Rochester. 1 out, nobody on for Scott Carey. The pitch is on the inside corner, 0-1. Pre-game today, Scott honored as the Iron Pigs 2024 Hitter of the Year. So congratulations, Scott, out there with his wife. 0-1. Carey takes up and away, 1-1. Scott more than deserving of being the Iron Pigs Hitter of the Year. He leads them in almost all counting categories here this season offensively. 1-1 off the outside corner, 2-1. Leads the team with 25 homers, leads them in runs with 72, extra base hits 47, second on the team in stolen bases with 25. So he's pulled off just the second pitch at the knees, 2-2. The second 2020 season in Iron Pigs history, the first being Weston Wilson's 30-30 campaign of last year. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, nobody on. Priester down the slope, and Kangaroo, a fly ball out towards right, slicing back towards McDonough. Comes in a couple of steps, makes the catch. 2 flyouts to right, 2 gone here in the second. That will pause 10 seconds for station ID here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Your home for Iron Pigs Baseball is WEEX Easton, WODE HD2 Easton, and W234AX Allentown, a Cumulus Media station.
Sam Jelinek with you. Connor Brown back in the studio. First pitch to Ryan McKenna. Cut on, missed. Down and away. 0-1. 2 outs, nobody on. Bomb in the second. Quinn Priester, 5 up, 5 down for the Woo Sox. Working briskly at the pitch. Slider backs up onto the inside corner. 0-2. Penultimate game of the season. Second to last. Priester, first base side. Kicks and delivers. And McKenna takes. Up and in. 95 missing. 1-2. McKenna with a couple of doubles last night, leading the way offensively for the Pigs. Takes just off the outside corner. Priester and the entire left side of the Woo Sox infield was starting to walk off the field. 2-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Took him just one extra pitch, and Priester gets McKenna. Slider outside. Down on strikes, and the inning over. Quinn Priester very quickly. 6 up, 6 down, 3 punch-outs. We go to the third inning. No score here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
I think you should know when you called for that update, you got it exactly perfect.
Yep. I knew it.
Like, nationwide. I get excited about that stuff. I saw that and I was like, oh, Sam, let's go, man.
Saves my best.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill.
Just 98 on the corner.
Happy hour and stay for a
couple. Still giving it.
Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment. Made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
And this is Connor Brown with the scoreboard update presented by Ashley. Scoreless ball game between the Woo Sox and the Iron Pigs as we head to the top of the third inning at Coca-Cola Park. Going on right now around the International League in the top of the eighth inning, Memphis with a 7-0 lead against against Durham, while Columbus also with a generous lead as they lead the Mudhens 12-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bottom of the top of the fifth, scoreless still between Iowa and Rochester as Iowa's yet to get a hit in that ballgame. Heading into the top of the third, a lot of runs through two completed innings as it's 7-5 Indianapolis leading St. Paul as they head to the top of the third. In the bottom of the first, Syracuse out to a 5-0 lead against Charlotte, while Gwinnett and Jacksonville are scoreless in the top of the second inning. Also at the top of the second, Nashville with a 1-0 lead against Norfolk. Scoreless ball game as we go back to Coca-Cola Park, top of the third. Here's Sam Jelnick.
Thank you, Connor. Top of the third, no score after two. We're here between the Pigs and Woo Sox. 8-9-1 due up for Worcester. Max Ferguson, Corey Rougier, and Roman Anthony due up for Worcester. Tyler after that leadoff double to Anthony has now retired six straight. Him and Quinn Priester going pitch for pitch here early. Max Ferguson leading it off. First action of the week for him last night. He was 0-for-3 with a walk. First action this year for the Woo Sox period. Takes a cutter down low. Ball one. One and oh on Max Ferguson, left-handed batter. Square stance, the pitch, and Ferguson, a weak roller, foul, first base side. 1-1. Ferguson has spent all this year with Double-A Portland, where he was hitting just 159 in 25 games. Three homers, 10 RBIs. Trade acquisition by Boston 2 years ago. Got him with the guy on deck, Corey Rozier, and Eric Hosmer. Sending Jay Groom to San Diego. 1-1. Cutter down and in, 2-1. Groom was actually back in the news this season as the former first-round pick was actually a local product from down in Jersey. Dealt, obviously, to San Diego and ended up getting suspended this season. Cutter on the outside, black, 2-2, as he was a part of that probe into betting on baseball. So much like the Phillies' own Jose Rodriguez down at Double-A, who got suspended. Groom likewise was suspended. 2-2 outside. Curveball missed, full count. Three and two on Max Ferguson. Tyler trying to avoid his first walk. Payoff pitch, and Ferguson a ground ball towards second. Three beautiful hops for Buddy Kennedy to glove chest high. Throws to first, gets Ferguson first out of the inning. Don't want to read too much into Buddy playing second base these past couple of days, but if I had to make a guess here, Phillies are starting to tailor almost everything that they do here down the stretch towards how does this benefit us for the postseason. Obviously, a lot of pinch hitting opportunities today for the Phillies down the stretch as off the bench, Cal Stevenson, Cody Clemens, and Brandon Marsh all pinch hit. Here's Corey Rozier. Pitch, and Rozier swings. It's a line drive out to right. Dayler Cruz started in. Now goes back. Leaps. It's over his head. And it goes all the way to the wall. Rozier around second. He's going to make it to third. The relay throw held on to by Kennedy as he throws it into second. And Rozier in at third with a triple. And that was misplayed brutally by Carlos Dayler Cruz in right. It was hit hard 99 miles an hour. That was a ball that he went in on, and his only saving grace to even come close to that was the fact that he's 6'7". And I think he just said out there that I couldn't see it off the bat. So that liner hung up. Dayler Cruz trying to get back on it, couldn't. And at third, one out. Back to the top of the order, Roman Anthony, and the pitch is in for a strike. 0-1. Anthony doubled to the right field wall his first time. Infield comes in for the Iron Pigs. Anyways, Kennedy playing second base is much along that same thought. 0-1. Anthony takes again. Comfortable. Two strikes, I guess. That cutter's on the outside half. Phillies, I think, thinking the most likely scenario for Kennedy to be on the postseason roster is as a pinch hitter, but also Kennedy's natural position of third. It's not really a scenario outside of Alec Bohm getting hurt that Buddy would be playing third base for the Phillies in the postseason. 0-2. Anthony just gets a piece of the curveball, takes it foul the plate. However, you could envision potentially slotting him in at second against a tough lefty, putting Grayson Stahn to the bench. 0-2 still on Roman Anthony. Runner at third, one out. And the pitch. Anthony fouls another one off, and that came off the hand of Aramis Garcia. And Aramis really shaking that right hand out. Hopefully didn't get him too bad, but man, he holds his hand. So he goes into his squat right behind his back, but underneath his leg. And caught him there. He actually had to hit the IL last year as something similar happened. He ended up breaking a finger. Count remains 0-2 on Anthony. Tyler really going right at him. Actually, has not missed out of the zone to him so far. Every pitch has been a strike. First at bat, now here. Tyler ready to roll. Garcia sets up, down and away. Two strike pitch again, and Anthony takes up and away. 1-2. One-two pitch, breaking ball in the dirt. Anthony lays off. 2-2. This is where Anthony comes such as a mature hitter for a guy who's 20. Such a problem with the plate. Just rarely chases out of the zone. Doesn't even seem like there's pitches that entice him. 2-2. And he lines it to first off the glove of Taylor. He knocks it down, but it squibs behind him. Second baseman Kennedy will pick it up. Coming in to score, Rozier, safe at first. Anthony, and that'll be an RBI single. Blue Sox on the board, 1-0. Anthony, 2-for-2. Just another great at-bat by him. That wasn't a terrible pitch by Tyler. A fastball in on the hands. It's 92 off the bat. Taylor just reaching for to his right, though. Couldn't bring it in. Anthony at first, brings up Kyle Teal, struck out looking his first time off. The pitch. Cutter inside, ball one. Infield plays Teal to pull, shortstop Kingery up the middle. Anthony leading away, Taylor holds him on, Tyler down the slope. Cutter's off the outside corner. 2-0. Tyler's somebody that you could definitely envision the Phillies potentially using down the stretch whenever they're able to lock up a potential buy. 2-0. Teal swings and misses. Chased up and out of the zone. 2-1. Phillies will most definitely, that final series of the season, probably start cycling in some fresher arms to keep their bullpen as sharp as possible. Slide step home, the 2-1, up and away. Clangs off the glove of Garcia all the way to the backstop. That's probably going to be a pass ball. That just popped in and out of Garcia's mitt. Curveball, they had to reach up for, but not that far. And just wasn't able to hold on to it. Put the squeeze on it, maybe just a little bit too tight. Runner at second, one out. 3-1 on Kyle Teal. Kyle Tyler sets, delivers to the plate, and Teal grounds it to the backstop. Jamie Westbrook, the on-deck hitter, tries to scoop it, ends up battering it all the way behind home. Full count. First lengthy inning of the ball game for Tyler, now at 50 pitches even. Full count on Kyle Teal for the second straight at bat. He took a called strike three, first time on a cutter at the knees. Wonder what Tyler goes with here. Garcia sets up away, 3-2, went to the cutter, and Teal, a weak chopper to the right side, second baseman, Kennedy gloves it, collides with Taylor, though, and can't get a throw off. It'll be an infield single for Kyle Teal. Anthony advances to third. And even if Taylor doesn't get in the way of Kennedy there, I'm not so sure that they end up getting Teal at first, running well down the line. Tyler was getting over there to cover, but Teal from the left side got a pretty good break out of the box. And you can see Taylor trying to get out of the way, but Buddy just ends up kind of hip-checking him. Out to the mound goes Aramis Garcia, gauges the temperature of Tyler. It's been a tough inning. Triple for Rozier, a little misplay in right. Anthony, line drive off the glove. Teal, an infield single. Now men at the corners. One away, Jamie Westbrook, the batter. Infield plays back, looking to turn two, get Tyler out of the frame. The first pitch down low, ball one. Wynn still propelling the flag towards the left field corner. Westbrook fly to shallow right his first time up, little half swing. The pitch, cutter on the inside edge, one and one. Ball and a strike on Westbrook. Outfield shades him the other way. Sun hasn't completely set yet, but pretty dark skies overhead. Lights are on. The pitch. And Westbrook reaching for it. Hits a floater through the right side and into right. A base hit. Coming to score, Anthony. Teal up to second. It's an RBI single, and it's 2-0 Woo Sox here in the third. That was some piece of hitting by Jamie Westbrook on a cutter. Maybe 4 to 5 inches off the outside corner. Somehow found a way to get to it and get enough on it. Just 65 miles an hour off the bat. Floats through the right side. Drives in a run. First and second now, one out. 2-0 Worcester in the third. Bobby Dalbec the hitter. Tyler delivers, and the breaking ball in the dirt. Great stop by Garcia. Ball one. Dalbec grounded third his first time up. It was a diving stop by Otto Kemp to his left. Two on, one out, 1-0 pitch, and Dalbec, big swing, fouls it back. One and one. One and one on Dalbec, two on, one out, two runs in the pitch. Curveball backs up inside, two and one. Two and one on Dalbec, 68 RBIs in the year, 20 homers. The pitch, and he hits a line drive to short. Kingery spears it, and Teal's caught off a second. Kingery just flips to Kennedy there, and they double him off, and the inning over. Not the conventional double play that Kyle Tyler was looking for. A little line drive gets him out of the inning, and the frame over. Woo Sox do score twice, though. Opening the scoring, we go to the bottom of the third. Worcester 2, Iron Pigs nothing here on the Pigs Radio Network. Presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Visit your neighborhood Ashley store for unbelievable deals on furniture, decor, mattresses, and more. Plus, take advantage of expert advice and design tips from our amazing associates. Shop in-store or online. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Make a fresh start in your new home with a fresh look from Ashley. Shop now for amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, decor, and so much more. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Feels good to be home.
Love it. Embrace it.
Right now.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
So I was curious about, you know, the over-unders for win totals. The Saints, as of today, the over-under is 10.5 wins. How about that? Same roster pretty much as you had last year. Same coach, same quarterback, same Alvin Kamara, healthier. And then I was curious about the Vikings, over under 8.5. All right. So these are these perception wins. you go on the road, you do that. You go up against the team that went to the Super Bowl, and you pick up a win. Now, all of a sudden, we're looking at the Vikings and Saints differently. And I know it's only 2 weeks, but this is what we do. You got people, hey, Saints, playoffs? It's two games. Let's wait a little bit. How about we wait for four?
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
You're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America, on Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM, 1230 AM, and streaming at lvfoxsports.com.
Bottom of the third inning, Iron Pigs trail it now 2-0. First pitch from Quinn Priester to Otto Kemp. It's called strike, down and in, 0-1. Kemp Garcia, Day of the Cruz against Quinn Priester. He's seen six batters and retired. Six batters, 0-1. Swing and a miss. Slider off the outside edge, 86, 0-2. Priester, this is almost a replica start of what he did to the Iron Pigs just about a month ago. And now time called, a stray baseball in left. Corey Rozier will have to retrieve that. Flip it back into the stands. Priester needed just 42 pitches to go five innings against the Pigs back on August 16th. He's at just 27 pitches here through 2+. 0-2 in the dirt to Kemp, 1-2. Otto hitting 179 with the Iron Pigs. Second and a half week with the Pigs, playing his 12th game. The pitch, Kemp, a ground ball to short on the backhand. Dahlbeck collects it, sets his feet, shows off the cannon, and retires Kemp at first. One away. Mentioned this before, but watching Dahlbeck play short this week has been very fascinating. Because as a bigger guy, he moves a bit differently, but he's still got fluid motion. And you can tell the way that he makes up for maybe the lack of foot speed or lateral speed as a bigger guy that he might be a bit more deficient in, is that he puts himself in positions where he can show off his arm. First pitch to Aramis Garcia, down and away, ball one, where he can really load up and make up for the lost time as far as his movement by just throwing the absolute snot out of the baseball. 1-0, down and away again. 2-0, just the second two-ball count here for Priester. Garcia back in the lineup, hitting 161, 8 homers, 25 RBIs. Picks 2-0 sinker at the knees, 2-1. Priester, sinker, slider, four-seam curveball, and changeup. 2-1. Garcia swings and misses. 2-2. Does not take much time at all in between pitches. Gets on top of the rubber. And Garcia is going to try to mess with his timing. Takes his time out. Two-two pitch. Garcia checks his swing, slider down low. Field to first, he laid off. Full count. Umpires tonight's Brian DeBroware at first, Tom Fornarola behind the plate, and Dane Ponsack over at third base. 3-2. Garcia shoots it foul to the backstop. Staying alive. Two pitch, swing and a miss. Slider off the outside edge. Garcia chases it, and Priester is fourth strikeout here through three innings, 2 2/3. Brings up Carlos De La Cruz, two outs, bases empty. De La Cruz hitting 193, three homers, 18 RBIs. Takes a pitch down the middle, 0-1. Carlos trying to get his Iron Pigs average up above 200 here to end the season. He's been playing so much better of late. 0-1 in the dirt. 1-1. Mini three-game hitting streak where he's got five hits, 11 at-bats. And here in September, he's hitting .313, 15 games. Swings and misses here, though, 1-2. That's after hitting .055 in August. He was 3-55. That month, only three walks. It's already walked more times here in September. 1-2, slider down and away. 2-2. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Sinker boring down and in at 95. Priester with his fifth strikeout of the ballgame. And he's got another 1-2-3 inning. 9 up, 9 down for Quinn Priester. And we go to the fourth. Blue Sox 2, Iron Pigs nothing. Here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
At Papa Don's, we start with better. No, seriously. Every original crust pizza starts with our signature dough that's always fresh, never frozen, hand-tossed, and made with 6 simple ingredients. And now our dough can save you dough when you order from the Papa Pairings menu. Pair a medium one-topping pizza with one or more of your Papa Pairings favorites for just $6.99 each. How about that for better? Order now on the app, only at Papa John's.
There is no better place to get your high school senior portraits than Digital Photographic Imaging, an award-winning studio located at 1321 North 18th Street in Allentown.
Commercial break.
Studio,
playing,
outdoor,
we'll
on-location sitting options are available.
So,
check them out on the web at AllentownPhotography.com or give them a call at 484-268-1082. Whether it's high school senior portraits, prom or reunion, banquet or trade show, Digital Photographic Imaging will be able to capture moments for a lifetime. Digital Photographic Imaging, the official photographer of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
Hi, Iron Pigs fans. I'm Linda Kowardi. I work in human resources at Air Products. I live in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, and I'm proud to support MDA.
I'm just happy they don't
Air Products. Working here, living here, giving here.
Hi, Iron Pigs fans. I'm Nick Mitica. I work in hydrogen energy systems at Air Products. I live in Zionsville, and I'm proud to support Community Bike Works.
Air Products. Working here, living here, giving here.
You're listening to the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Top of the fourth inning, it's the Blue Sox 2 and the Iron Pigs nothing. Time for the RAV4 fourth inning brought to you by Toyota. Visit Toyota.com to find your new 2024 RAV4 today. Toyota, let's go Iron Pigs. Kyle Tadler back to work. He's got Alex Benelis due up to lead off the inning, and we're joined here for the top of the fourth by Kenny Bretz with NACI Printing. Kenny, welcome out.
Thank you.
Love having you guys out here. Obviously, NACI, you guys are one of our longest tenured and one of my personal favorite partners that we have around here. And tonight's an awesome night where you guys provided a phenomenal giveaway that you have in front of you. This ball lined to third. Great stab by Otto Kemp, climbing the ladder a little for the first out of the inning. Beautiful 2025 calendar.
That's correct, yes.
It's absolutely beautiful. I imagine it was pretty fun to put together.
It was. I mean, the layouts and things are done by over here at the Iron Pigs, but you know, the print part of it we take care of. So it's good to see what they come up with. And it used to be an all-the-time thing before the pandemic. Yeah. We used to do a lot of them. They were up to 7,000 or 7,500.
Oh, wow.
So, and people still would call the office to ask for more, you know, at the end of it. So, you know, it's great to have it back again. This being our first time back in here. So I'm sure it'll catch on again and it'll grow some more.
And like I had mentioned, you guys are one of our longest tenured partners here at the Iron Pigs. This pitch swung on and missed by Tyler McDonough, quickly 0-2. How long and what effect has your relationship just been like here with the Iron Pigs? And obviously, you guys are also with the Phantoms.
Yes. And it's been great on both sides of things. Actually, the Phantoms came because of the relationship they saw we had with the Iron Pigs here. So, you know, it worked out really well that way. And, you know, in the beginning, it was new to everybody, and it was a lot of fun, and we both grew from it, I believe. You know, everybody gained on it.
Another strikeout for Kyler. Tyler sits down McDonough quickly, two outs. And that's one thing I think most people don't understand is when they think, why would a printing company be a major part of what a sports team does? I don't think people realize how much printing a sports team does. You guys print anything, basically literally anything that we have around the ballpark here that needs to be printed, it's you guys.
Absolutely. There was a ton of it, especially when we started off. You know, we were in a year ahead of other people because print was needed first. So we came on board, and it was there was a whole lot.
And if you can, just off the top of your head, can you think of almost all the products that you print for us here, kind of on a yearly basis, I guess?
Yeah, well, the biggest one was always the Pork Illustrated. That was huge, and every game, and that was by far the biggest thing. So it was a lot of print work there.
Yeah,
and that one kept us real busy.
You guys do basically all the rack cards that we hand out, a lot of the flyers that we do. It's absolutely wild. 0-2 pitch to Reese McGuire, and he lines it foul into the Iron Pigs dugout. third base side. And actually, McGuire is going to be granted first base. That's catcher's interference on Aramis Garcia. That's the third catcher's interference call that we've seen already this week. So with all the printing you guys do for us, you guys also do printing for individual people, but also smaller companies than us. So what type of printing in totality do you guys do?
Well, we cover the gamut pretty well. We have a offset press, sheet fed, and we also have an iridescent and iGen digital press. Mm-hmm. So there is no minimum volume that you got to do there. You can do anything you want, up to tens of thousands on the other press. So we can do a lot.
Pitch home to Max Ferguson is in for a strike, 0-1, and I can claim myself for this. You guys printed my scorebook this year,
yep,
as well as the record books that I print off every season. So I thank you for doing a very nice job with those.
Welcome.
Pitch is outside, 1-1. What do you think it is that you guys do that it's either better or different or sets you guys apart versus anybody else you could go to?
You know, there's a lot of things that obviously are the same at any printer you go to. With the equipment, We got a newer press, and the press itself is an LED UV press. It doesn't let the ink saturate the paper as much, and it prints cleaner, and the inks are brighter. So we've got some advantage there, I think, and it also allows us to go right from the press to a folding machine or whatever
it may
take without having to worry about it marking and things. So that's one thing. But probably the biggest thing, I think, we have a series of checks in place. There's a first check, second check, final check, you know, and it's basically that everybody looks at the job while it's being worked on throughout the plant. And many times changes have been found during the process that really saved the job. And we might have the right date but the wrong day of the week with it, things like that, misspellings. Even at one time, an image was wrong that the pressman noticed wasn't the valve that was supposed to be.
Oh, wow.
And he called it. That would have made the book wrong.
Well,
so they had to change it. So, and that's something that you just don't find everywhere.
Well, I'm glad you guys are the way you are as Tyler picks up the strikeout of Ferguson to end the inning. Kenny Brents from Nacy Printing, thank you for joining us for the top of the fourth.
Thank you.
We go to the bottom of the fourth. Pigs lead trail 2-0 here on the Pigs Radio Network.
From the Phillipsburg Easton Honda Studios, this is Fox Sports Radio. Phillipsburg Easton Honda, saying yes is what they do best.
Visit your neighborhood Ashley store for unbelievable deals on furniture, decor, mattresses, and more. Plus, take advantage of expert advice and design tips from our amazing associates. Shop in-store or online. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Make a fresh start in your new home with a fresh look from Ashley. Shop now for amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, decor, and so much more.
If we have anything
Ashley,
to talk, we'll
America's
back,
number one furniture and mattress store.
Feels good to be home.
Sign up today for the Fox Sports Radio Pro Football Pick'em game at lvfoxsports.com. It's free to play. Just go to our website and pick winners. No point spreads. You can win this week's prize of a
It's another 37 seconds.
Sign up and play for free today at lvfoxsports.com. That's lvfoxsports.com. Play the Pro Football Pick'em game all season long. Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM and 1230 AM and WizKids in Bethlehem and Easton for best cheesesteaks, pierogies.
I can take out the return, so it just goes straight back to you. Do you want that?
Yeah, let's do that.
He's going to race to the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo.
So after this, you just take
it. As the Bills battle the Jags. With coverage starting Monday night at 7:15.
Kick is up, and the kick is good.
On Fox Sports Radio, 94.7 FM and 1230 AM in Easton.
Bottom of the fourth inning. The RAV4 drives long, brought to you by Toyota. Visit Toyota.com. Find your new 2024 RAV4 today. Toyota, let's go Iron Pigs. Austin Hayes, his second plate appearance here on his rehab stint. He leads off the fourth. First pitch from Quinn Priester to him. Misses for a ball, 1-0. Hayes struck out his first time up. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Very healthy hack there from Hayes, 1-1. Priester, 9 up, 9 down. He's needed just a grand total of 41 pitches to get through three innings. He's racked up 5 strikeouts. Brady winds and delivers. And Hayes, a line drive into left. That's a base hit. Takes a pitch in on the hands. Floating changeup and whacks it into left. Base knock. First hit, first base run of the day is the rehabbing Austin Hayes aboard at first for the Iron Pigs. Hayes rehabbing from a kidney infection that's held him out for basically the entire month of September. Trying to get up to speed. Rob Thompson saying more likely than not, he'll be activated by the Phillies on Tuesday if everything goes well. He'll play here today, DHing, and then in the outfield tomorrow. There's no preset number of innings. It's just kind of however he feels. Here's Carson Taylor.
First, the throw over to first. Hayes backstanding. Taylor struck out looking his first time up and swings and misses at this breaking ball, 0-1. When Taylor struck out his first time up, that was actually the first time he's punched out here at the Iron Pigs. Infield plays in the pull. Pigs down 2 in the fourth. The pitch up and away, 1-1. Priester forced to go from the stretch for the first time this week. One ball, one strike. Priester sets. And the pitch. Sinker down and in. 2-1. Hayes, a pretty short lead over at first. Priester definitely slowing down the pace. Now with a runner on, the pitch to Taylor. A chopper foul. First base side, 2-2. Two and two on Taylor. Priester ready. Hand to the belt. Staring towards home. Pitch clock down to 2. And now he fires up and away. Full counts. Three and two on Taylor. Priester leans in for the sign. Now straightens up. 3-2 pitch. Taylor off the end of the bat. A cue ball towards third. Charging in. Westbrook gloves it and just holds on to it. Hayes makes a turnaround second, so Westbrook throws behind him, but he's back in the bag standing. Infield single for Carson Taylor. And it's not pretty, but the Pigs. First two runners on. First and second. Nobody out. Here in the fourth. Down 2. Good grinded out at bat by Taylor and Westbrook. The infield playing the shift. He's basically playing shortstop. Had to come towards third, scoop that one up. Good decision by Westbrook. Not trying to force that over at first either. Taylor was going to be that no matter what. Two in scoring position, or two on. Nobody out. One in scoring position for Buddy Kennedy. Grounded to short his first time up. Priester deals, and Kennedy a line drive down the left field line. Just foul. A little out in front. Hooked it off the end of the bat. 0-1 on Buddy. Kennedy grounded to short his first time up. A pretty easy three-hopper. Trying to avoid a ground ball double play here to stifle the momentum the Pigs have. Down 2, bottom of the fourth, the pitch. And Kennedy pops it up behind home. Count remains 0-2. That's one of the more fascinating stats about when Buddy was up with the big league club is that he had 4 at-bats with runners in scoring position and went 4-for-4. Coming in clutch when it matters. 2-1, nobody out. And 2-strike pitch. Buddy, a soft line drive left field. That's down for a hit. Hayes to third. AC's going to wave him. Roger up with the throw to the plate. It's cut off. Hayes with a feet first slide scores, and Buddy Kennedy gets the Pigs on the board. It's 2-1 Woo Sox in the fourth. For a moment there, I was curious how AC was going to play that with Hayes. Obviously on a rehab stint, you don't want to put him in a bad position at the plate, but he looked good, he felt good. He was flying around third. AC sends him, no play at the plate. And it's good to let Hayes kind of get his sea legs under him, force him into that situation. Gets Buddy the RBI. Third straight single to open the inning. Brings up Ethan Wilson. He flied to right his first time on. Infield plays him to pull. Taylor at second. Kennedy at first. The pitch. Curve ball down and away. Ball one. One and one, 1-0 on Ethan Wilson. The pitch. Sinker off the inside edge. 2-0. Two-oh pitch below the knees. 3-0 on Ethan Wilson. Suddenly, Priester, since having to go from the stretch, he got ahead on Taylor and then on Kennedy. Couldn't put away either of them. And now he's falling behind 3-0 here on Ethan Wilson. Wilson with a big game back on Wednesday. Solo, a homer, an RBI single, and that comeback victory. 3-0 pitch. Wilson taking. Sinker sneaks onto the outside corner. 3-1. Three and one on Wilson, outfield straight away. Infield playing the lefty to pull. Priester's pitch. And Wilson a ground ball, weakly hit towards second. Ferguson has it, only one play, that's over to first. Wilson retired. Runners advance to second and third now for Scott Kingery. Wilson got lucky there that he was so out in front of that changeup that he just rolled it over so softly. Ferguson had no choice but to just go to first. And out to the mound goes the catcher, Reese McGuire. The rest of the infield's going to join him. See how they want to play this. Kingery coming up, fly to right, his first time up. Obviously, the Iron Pigs 2024 Hitter of the Year. Trying to track down Derek Hall for most RBIs in the team. He trails D-Hall right now by two. With D-Hall not playing today, well, Kingery with a base hit here could get back into a tie at 68. Meeting on the mound adjourns. In comes Kingery. Tying run at third. That's Carson Taylor. Buddy Kennedy at second. Woo Sox have the middle infield back. The corners are going to play in, though. Priester still from the stretch, kicks and fires, and Kingery first pitch hacking, grounds it foul. Out of the way, the third base coach, Anthony Contreras. Sold out crowd here for the final Saturday night of the season. Trying to see quite frankly, maybe the most popular pig in recent memory come through here in the 4-0-1. And Kingery with a line shot out towards center. Anthony throws now a couple of steps back, makes the catch. Taylor tags from third, comes in to score. And this game is tied at 2. That ball was shot out towards center. That was a really good job by Anthony, not misplaying his hand. Didn't charge too far in. Credit Kingery with the RBI, though, as Taylor scores in the sack fly. Tied at 2. Pigs reset things. Kennedy doesn't go anywhere from second. He's still there for Ryan McKenna. Struck out his first time on. Right on right matchup, the pitch. And McKenna takes. Slider on the outside corner. 0-1. Oh, one coming. Heater off the outside edge. 1-1. McKenna, hands held high. 1-1, and he fouls it off. 1-2. McKenna saw his 7-game hitting streak come to a close earlier this week, but he then bounced back after the hitless game with 2 doubles last night. Here in September, he's been fantastic, hitting .316 with an OPS over 1,000. 3 doubles, a triple, 2 homers. Outfield shades in the other way, except for actually for Rozier in left. Certainly Anthony in center playing towards right. Kennedy the go-ahead run at second. 1-2 pitch, and the slider's down and away. He kind of thought about it. Held off, though. Two balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs, tied at 2. Here it comes, and McKenna with a fly ball out towards right. McDonough already playing deep, just one step back in front of the warning track. Puts it away. McKenna retired, and the inning over. But the Pigs come back to tie the game as they turn three singles to begin the inning into two runs. We go to the fifth, all knotted at two here in the Iron Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
B. Braun Medical has been part of the Lehigh Valley community for more than 40 years. The life-sustaining products we manufacture right here in Allentown are used to treat millions of patients in hospitals throughout the United States every year. At B. Braun, we're committed to protecting and improving the health of people in the Lehigh Valley and across the country. We're proud to be a founding partner of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Visit us today at BBraunUSA.com.
The scoreboard. Our hopes and dreams rest on the outcome. But it doesn't show the sacrifice it takes to win or the pain of accepting defeat. Because the real score isn't about points. It's about how many times you come back from impossible odds. Here for all the moments that matter. The name trusted for over 80 years and accepted by top doctors and specialists. Capital Blue Cross. Live fearless.
Knock it out of the park this season with Burke's Hot Dogs at Coca-Cola Park. Burke's is proud to be the one and only official hot dog of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Made with 100% premium cuts of beef and pork, the finest seasonings and spices, and no fillers or byproducts, Burke's has been the number one hot dog of the Lehigh Valley for over 90 years. Whether you're at the stadium, on the grill, or at the beach, don't buy a hot dog unless it's a Burke's. Visit us at Burke'sFoods.com. Burke's, the official hot dog of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
You're listening to the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Top of the fifth, Iron Pigs and Woo Sox now tied at two. Sam Jelinek with you here from the Cyan Sky broadcast booth. Kyle Tyler back to work, gave up two runs in the third. Slightly fluky, but then bounced back with a scoreless fourth, working around a catcher's interference. 9-1 and 2 due up. Corey Rozier, who tripled and scored the first run of the day for the Woo Sox, back in the third. Shows bunt on the first pitch. Takes a strike anyways. 0-1. Rozier from the left side hit a line drive out to right. His first time up, the Carlos De La Cruz couldn't track down. 0-1. Cutter low. 1-1. Tyler just over 70 pitches now at 73. Fifth will probably be his last. 1-1, up and away, 2-1. Tyler ran out of gas his last outing as he allowed back-to-back two-out RBI singles in the sixth against Scranton. Two balls, one strike. The pitch. And Rosera high chopper over to first on the short hop. Carson Taylor scoops it on the back end. Goes to the back himself. Tyler Rozier. One away. And I think Taylor could have just waited back on that and made that play a little easier for himself. Closed the ground nicely, though. Got in a good position, able to really smother that baseball. 1 gone, back to the top of the order. Roman Anthony. 2-for-2 tonight. What's new? Double. RBI single. Run scored. The pitch. Curveball at the knees. 0-1. We haven't seen Roman Anthony make an out since Thursday. And we've got an ejection here for the Woo Sox. I don't know who that was. I think Jamie Westbrook just got tossed. Westbrook's looking at Tom Fornarola, and Fornarola is livid with him. Or is it Chad Tracy who just tossed? Who did he just send out of this ball game? I can't tell who they just tossed. Actually, here comes Trace out of the dugout. I don't know if it's Chad Tracy who just got tossed or one of his assistant coaches. That might have been Doug Clark. Looks like he's the one who's going to go hit the showers now. And man, Fornarola snapped. I don't think that was needed. It's 0-1 on Anthony. The pitch. Change up and away, 1-1. For a second, I thought he tossed Westbrook, and by his reaction, I think Jamie thought he got tossed too. One pitch. Fastball outside. 2-1. I mean, for all intents and purposes, it's the second to last game of the season. Nobody's been barking this entire night. 2-1 in the dirt, 3-1. Just did not seem like Fornarola had to have that quick of a trigger. Now, maybe something was said, one of the magic words that gets you tossed point blank, no matter what. I'll have a hard time believing that, given the tenor of this series, the way things have gone, the way things have felt. 3-1 on Roman Anthony. Kyle Tyler to the plate. Dan Anthony, a chopper to the right side, backing up on it. Kennedy fields in shallow right, throws to first. Anthony retired for the first time since Thursday. 48 hours later, Tyler makes another out. Naturally, it was on a 3-1 pitch. That's how you got to get him out. Just put him in a hitter's count. Surely then. Finally struggles. Two outs, nobody on for Kyle Teal. 1-for-3. Swings and misses the first pitch, showing 1. Tied at 2. Top of the 5th. Teal has struck out and then that base hit his last time on the pitch. Off the hands, fouls it back. 0-2. Owen 2 on Kyle Teal. Tyler delivers. Curveball in the dirt. Teal checks his swing, lays off. 1-2. Tied at 2, top of the 5th. Kyle Tyler trying to go 5 innings. Here the pitch. And Teal, a ground ball up the middle. Tyler makes a stab at it behind his back, but it gets right by him. And Kingery at short makes the far easier play. Throws to first. Gets Teal in the inning over. 1-2-3 frame for Kyle Tyler. He's got 5 quality innings in the books. We're halfway home. Go to the bottom of the 5th. Tied at 2. Here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Visit your neighborhood Ashley store for unbelievable deals on furniture, decor, mattresses, and more. Plus, take advantage of expert advice and design tips from our amazing associates. Shop in-store or online. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Make a fresh start in your new home with a fresh look from Ashley. Shop now for amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, decor, and so much more. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Feels good to be home.
This is Connor Brown with another scoreboard update presented by Ashley. It's a tall tie ball game as the Iron Pigs tie things up at 2. 2 runs in the bottom of the 4th, heading to the bottom of the 5th. Tied at 2 with the Woo Sox. Going on right now around the International League in the bottom of the 8th inning. All but over in Toledo as Buttheads trail the Clippers of Columbus 13-3. Rochester being shut out right now 4-0 by Iowa in the bottom of the 7th inning. While in the bottom of the 5th, Indianapolis and St. Paul tied at 7 runs apiece. But heading into the bottom of the 4th, Syracuse out to a large lead over Charlotte, 10-1. In the top of the 4th inning, Jacksonville leads Gwinnett 4-3. While heading into the bottom of the 4th, Nashville out to a 3-1 lead against Norfolk. And Omaha and Louisville tied at 3 in the bottom of the 2nd. Finals from earlier today, Memphis shuts out Durham 8-0. Grant Wilkes-Barre 8-5 over Buffalo. Now let's go back to Coca-Cola Park. Tie game 2-2. Here's Sam Jelnick.
Thank you, Connor. Halfway home, Iron Pigs and Woo Sox. Nothing separates them. Tied at 2. Quinn Priester back to work. Pigs finally figured him out as he had gone one time through the order perfect. And gives up 2 runs in the 4th, 3 singles beginning the inning, and a couple of productive outs. Otto Kemp leads it off the 5th, 7, 8, and 9. First pitch from Priester up and out of the zone. Ball 1. One-oh pitch. Kemp fouls it off the plate. 1-1. Red Sox are certainly hoping that their pitching development program, spearheaded by Red Sox pitching coach Andrew Bailey, can help kind of rejuvenate and resuscitate the phenomenal stuff that Priester has. 1-1. Kemp takes, change up at the knees, 1-2. The beginning of the year was pretty well detailed. The Red Sox were making some pretty significant changes to how they approached pitching. Otto Kemp challenging the call of a strike, and the call is overturned. 2-1, good challenge. Nelson Alvarez is throwing out in the Iron Pigs bullpen. He was added to the roster yesterday. Late season addition from Reading. Again, one more outing here. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Slider down and away. 2-2. On Kemp. Priester deals. And fastball called strike three right there on the outside corner. Kemp down looking. That's six strikeouts now for Priester. Two off of his season high with the Blue Sox. That was eight back on September 4th in Rochester. Anyways, the Red Sox are prioritizing basically throwing your nastiest stuff all the time, which means a higher percentage of breaking pitches. And Priester was in a Pirates organization that for such a long time, they're starting to come out of it. First pitch sinker up and into Aramis Garcia, ball one, under pitching coach, former pitching coach Ray Searidge. They were all about sinkers at the bottom of the zone, no matter who you were. It's basically why Gerrit Cole was stifled while he was there and then blossomed with Houston. 1-0 pitch down and away. Ball two. The Red Sox under Andrew Bailey, their new GM Craig Breslow, starting to see some results. 2-0. Up high on Garcia. Ball three. More in the beginning of the season, things plateaued, getting a little bit better. But since the All-Star break, not a whole lot's gone right for Boston. 3-0 pitch, inside ball four, and Priester's first walk of the game is a four-pitch walk to Aramis Garcia, the eight-hole hitter. Garcia down to first. That brings up Carlos De La Cruz. De La Cruz struck out swinging his first time up. Tied at two, bottom of the fifth. Series also tied at two. First pitch. De La Cruz takes a slider on the outside corner. Red Sox announcing today. Place Rafael Devers on the IL with a season-ending shoulder injury. Recalled Mickey Gasper here from Worcester. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Slider off the outside edge. 0-2.
Come on, Carlos. You got this.
Red Sox just about all done and dusted. Phillies, on the other hand, obviously locked up a postseason berth last night. Having to wait to pop the champagne for a division title. Another day. De La Cruz pounds the 0-2 into the ground. Foul ball. Mets rallying by the Phillies 6-3 the final.
Come on,
0-2 on De La Cruz. Priester deals, and De La Cruz chases a slider outside. Swings and misses. Seven strikeouts tonight. Now for Quinn Priester. That hasn't even really escalated his pitch count at all. He's at 78 now. Now to finish up five innings. Back to the top of the order in Austin Hayes. Hayes 1-for-2 today on his rehab. Singled and scored back in the fourth. Right-handed hitter. No batting gloves acquired at the deadline from Baltimore. Catcher Reese McGuire calls time. Pitch clock was coming down. On Priester. Tied at two. Bottom of the fifth. Garcia at first. Priester ready. First pitch. Hayes can't lay off a curveball down and away. Tried to check his swing. Went all the way around though. 0-1.
Throw that ball!
0-1 on Hayes. Priester kicks and fires, and fastball outside half. 0-2. It's going to be interesting to see what the Phillies do once Hayes gets back. Not so much the rest of the regular season, but once they get to the postseason, trying to decide how they make up the postseason roster. 0-2, Hayes a check swing number out in front of the plate, out from behind the dish. McGuire, the catcher, picks it up with bare hands, fires to first, gets Hayes easily, and the inning over. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left, and we're on to the sixth. Still tied at two here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Hey, boy.
Hey, boy. Where's the ball? Where's the ball? Ready? Go get it, boy. That's a good boy. Drop it. Drop it. Good boy. Good boy.
Loyal partners. Throughout life, you have many different partners. Shouldn't you have one for the most important aspect of life? Your health. Lehigh Valley Health Network. Your health deserves a partner. Learn more at lvhn.org.
Riverview Country Club is set along the scenic Delaware River Corridor, just 2 miles north of Easton in Forks Township. Riverview's 18-hole championship golf course has established itself as one of the area's premier public golf facilities. Riverview offers 5 sets of tees for golfers of all levels to enjoy this course, complete with bent grass landing areas and bluegrass fairways. Its consistent great course conditions and beautiful panoramic views make Riverview a must-play course. Plus, Riverview Country Club has a pro shop that is well-stocked with the latest golf equipment and apparel to keep you looking sharp and on top of your game. Riverview Country Club also boasts the Villa on the Green, a beautiful banquet facility that is the perfect place to host your next corporate meeting or event. For more information on the course, season passes, to book an event, or book your tee time, call 610-559-9700. That's 610-559-9700, or visit them at riverviewcountryclub.com. That's riverviewcountryclub.com. Come see what makes Riverview Country Club the premier facility in the area.
You're listening to the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Top of the sixth inning, still tied at two here between the Iron Pigs and the Woo Sox. Sam Jelinek with you from the Cyan Sky broadcast booth. It's now Nelson Alvarez making his Lehigh Valley debut. Places Kyle Tyler. Tyler goes 5 innings, won't factor into the decision tonight as he leaves in a tie game. 2 runs, 5 hits, no walks, 5 strikeouts. Really nice outing for Kyle to finish his 2024 Iron Pig season. First pitch from Nelson Alvarez is a cutter all the way to the backstop, and hopefully that's not a harbinger of things to come. Bad omen. 1-0 on Jamie Westbrook. Alvarez was traded late in the summer from Tampa Bay to the Phillies for cash. Westbrook nubs the 1-0 to the backstop, 1-1. Traded to the Phils for cash on August 6th, then assigned to Reading, where he was really good with the Fightins. 11 games, 0-2 with a 1.76 ERA. From the stretch, nobody on, 0-1, and Westbrook pops it up down the right field line. Long run for De La Cruz towards the tarp. Runs out of room. Hits off the sidewall. Alvarez in 15 and a third inning, struck out 21 and walked 7. He had pitched with AAA Durham earlier this season, where he was 1-0 with a 4.50 ERA. But it was 15 strikeouts, 15 walks. 1-2. Breaking ball right down the middle. Curveball freezes. Westbrook, he's down on strikes. And that's the first out here in the sixth. With that, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Your home for Iron Pigs baseball is WEEX Easton, WODE HD2 Easton, and W234AX Allentown, a Cumulus Media station.
Sam Jelinek with you from the Cyan Sky broadcast booth. Connor Brown back in the studio. First pitch curveball to Bobby Dalbec. Spins in for a strike, 0-1. Dalbec 0-2 today, lined into a double play his last time up, getting Kyle Tyler out of the third. 0-1. Cutter down and away, 1-1. Alvarez, originally drafted by the Yankees in the 13th round, 2019, out of University of South Florida. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Dalbec out in front. Foul tip. 1-2. It's released by the Yankees after the 2021 season picked up by the Rays, or the 22 season, beg your pardon. 1-2. Dahlbeck fouls it away. Ball, two strikes still. Or I should say it was a minor league Rule 5 selection by Tampa Bay in December of 2022. Spent 23 with the Rays, and then beginning of 24, the pitch, swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Nelson Alvarez here in his Iron Pigs debut. Got Dahlbeck and a curveball down and out of the zone. Two up, two down, brings up Alex Benellis. Benellis 0-for-2 today, not as much luck as he had last night. His AAA debut, which included a homer and three RBIs. First pitch, he swings away to curveball, lines it foul. 0-1. On Alex Benellis, tied at 2, top of the 6th. Penultimate game of the season for the Iron Pigs, trying to end on a high note. 0-1. Fastball on the inside corner, a sinker at 93. It's interesting that Alvarez, that sinker, cutter, curveball, slider combination. Cutter so much slower than the sinker at 87. I'm kind of surprised it's not tabbed a slider. The pitch, swing and a miss. Sinker tailing away. And Nelson Alvarez strikes out the side in his Iron Pigs debut. Westbrook, Dahlbeck, and then Benellis for a 1-2-3 inning for Alvarez. Sets down the side in order, and we go to the last of the sixth. Still tied at 2 here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Visit your neighborhood Ashley store for unbelievable deals on furniture, decor, mattresses, and more. Plus, take advantage of expert advice and design tips from our amazing associates. Shop in-store or online. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Make a fresh start in your new home with a fresh look from Ashley. Shop now for amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, decor, and so much more. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Feels good to
be home. You work hard, so Kelly Buick GMC is going to work hard to make car buying easy. Work hard, buy easy during the Labor Day sales event at Kelly Buick GMC. Right now, you can drive a new Buick Encore for only $333 a month with zero down, or a new GMC Sierra 1500 for only $389 a month, plus 0.9% APR financing is available. There's a reason Kelly has the highest Google-rated dealerships in all of Pennsylvania. For over 90 years, you can count on Kelly.
Call 833-470-3097 for details.
Gas putting a dent in your budget? Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM and 1230 AM wants to help. It's the Fox Sports Radio Fuel Fest with your chance to win free gas four times every weekday. Listen just before 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. for the keyword to text in to get in the running for $25 in free gas. And get this, all winners will be automatically in the running for the grand prize, $1,000 of free gas. It's the Fox Sports Radio Fuel Fest, sponsored by Lehigh Valley Hyundai. Visit the legend of Lehigh Street today.
You're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America, on Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM, 1230 AM, and streaming at lvfoxsports.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Iron Pigs and Woo Sox tied at 2. It's now Chase Sugard on the mound for Worcester, replacing Quinn Priester. Priester really good tonight, just one bad stretch of hitters. The first three to begin the fourth, when he gave up three consecutive hits. And it'll be the only three hits he allowed, leading to the only two runs he allowed. Over five innings, one walk, seven strikeouts. He departs. He won't be a factor in the decision tonight. Sugar replacing him, throwing for the second time this week. Threw two innings, allowing one run back on the 18th on Wednesday. One run, three hits, no walks, one strikeout. Right-handed pitcher, 5'10", 200 pounds. Faces Carson Taylor. Taylor, Kennedy, Wilson do up. Sugard stretches and deals, and the fastball pops the mitt, but it's up and away. 1-0. Tied at 2. Bottom 6. Iron Pigs bullpen working again. Pitch, and Taylor rolls over a grounder. Foul ball. 1-1. Freddie Tarnock, the one getting loose. 1-1 on Taylor. Carson singled and scored his last time up. An infield knock. Swings through the cutter there. 1-2. Tried to wait back on it. Waited a little too much. One and two on Carson Taylor. Infield playing him to pull again. Sugar delivers, and Taylor, three-quarter swing, chases a high fastball. Sugar strikes him out. One away. One of the crazier stories of the season ended up breaking today. If you've been following it at all, you probably know what I'm talking about, and that's that the Nationals, with two games remaining in the minor league season, went ahead and optioned their star shortstop, all-star shortstop, C.J. Abrams. Abrams, one of the stars that they got back, prospects that is Kennedy, a flare off the end of the bat to shallow center, racing in Roman Anthony, can't get there, it's down for a base hit. Buddy Kennedy, second straight plate appearance with a hit, it's 2-for-3. Anyways, Abrams, part of the package that sent Juan Soto to San Diego, having a great season, a little quiet in the second half, nonetheless, Nationals playing on the string, they're in Chicago this week. Well, Abrams, evidently, prior to a day game earlier in the week, spent a wee bit too much time at a casino on the loop. The pitch, showing bunts as Wilson. He sends it back to the mound. Sugar gloves it, looks to second, now fires to first. Gets Wilson. Up to second goes Kennedy. Will be a sacrifice, 1-3 on the put out. And Abrams was evidently at the casino until about 5 a.m. prior to a 1 p.m. first pitch. And the Nationals didn't like it at all. So they demoted him to send a message. And the Nationals players were pretty shocked by it. They only hope that it's a small blip on the radar for Abrams and that this, you know, sets him straight, so to speak. Goes on to have a long, healthy, prosperous career. Pitched to McKenna. Or Scott Kingery, rather, misses outside. Ball one. Go-ahead run now in scoring position for the Pigs. Tied at two. Bomb the sixth. Trying to take the series lead into the series and season finale tomorrow. 1-0, and Kingery a line drive. That hooks foul. Down to third base side. 1-1. One and one on Kingery, a sack fly in RBI's last time up as he scalded a ball out to center. Count even at one, Sugar ready. The pitch, fastball a little low, 2-1. Kingery ahead in the count, 2-1. Kennedy, the go-ahead run at second, the pitch. Sweeper way outside, goes all the way to the backstop, but it caromed right back to McGuire. And Kennedy decides not to advance. Stays put out at second. I think he probably could have gotten there. Better be safe than sorry, I guess. Maybe a break for the Woo Sox. Three and one on Kingery, hitters count. Sugar fiddles with the ball behind his back, now steps off. Couldn't come to an agreement with McGuire. Three-one pitch, and it's way outside to Kingery. Ball four, cutter not close. Two out walk, puts two on and two out now for Ryan McKenna. McKenna hitless so far tonight. 0 for 2 has struck out swinging and fly to right. First and second, two outs. Pigs trying to take the lead for the first time tonight in the pitch. McKenna swinging away. It's a three-hopper over to third. To his left, Westbrook loves it, slings it over to first. Gets McKenna and the inning over. Pigs threaten, but strand to a board. No runs, one hit, no error. On to the seventh. Still tied at two here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Hey, boy.
Hey, boy. Where's the ball?
Where's the ball?
Ready?
Go get it, boy.
That's a good boy. Drop it. Drop it. Good boy. Good boy.
Loyal partners. Throughout life, you have many different partners. Shouldn't you have one for the most important aspect of life? Your health. Lehigh Valley Health Network. Your health deserves a partner. Learn more at lvhn.org.
When Iron Pigs fans need to care for their dogs, they know they can turn to Leader of the Pack Canine Institute. Their award-winning facility provides the best boarding, training, daycare, and grooming in the Lehigh Valley. Trust the professionals at Leader of the Pack Canine Institute to care for your pet during your next trip, or even watch your dog while you're away with Leader of the Pack's live webcams. Join the pack at LOPCI.com or call 610-366-8282. Franchises are now available. Richmar Florist is the Lehigh Valley's premier floral company and has been since 1955. From weddings to funerals to corporate events, Richmar Florist does it all. Whether you know exactly what you want or you're in need of some creative magic, Richmar's talented and creative staff is ready to help you create the floral arrangement of your dreams. Give them a call today at 610-437-5588 or visit their website at richmarflorist.com. Richmar Florist is a proud sponsor of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, NASCAR, and the Lehigh Valley Phantoms.
You're listening to the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Top of the seventh, still tied at two here between the Iron Pigs and the Woo Sox. Freddie Tarnock on the hill now for Lehigh Valley. Takes over for Nelson Alvarez, who in his Iron Pigs debut just goes ahead and strikes out the side on just 12 pitches. So Alvarez a scoreless sixth, Tarnock on for the seventh. Has McDonough, McGuire, Ferguson due up. Freddie an inning and a third scoreless back on Tuesday. Two strikeouts. First pitch to McDonough, in for strike, 0-1. Tarnock 0-2 this season with a 5.66 ERA for the Pigs. 26 strikeouts, 14 walks. From the stretch, the pitch. McDonough takes a curveball that plants on the outside corner. 0-2, McDonough's going to challenge, though. He thinks that didn't get the edge. I'm kind of partial to believe him. Honestly, I think that missed outside. But upon review, nope, got the edge. And that's why I'm not a professional baseball player. 0-2 on McDonough. Tarnock's pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup. Four consecutive strikeouts for Iron Pigs pitching. Good start for Freddie. Three pitches and a punch out. Brings up Reese McGuire. 0-for-1. He's struck out and also reached on catcher's interference, which technically goes on the board as an error, but does not count as a plate appearance for McGuire. First pitch, and McGuire a soft liner down the right field side. It's foul. About 7 feet, 0-1. One on McGuire, takes his time and charges back into the box. Infield playing him to pull. Tarnock down the slope and the pitch just up and in. 1-1. Can't believe I missed the anniversary yesterday, but it was the 32nd anniversary. Pitch to McGuire, fastball outside. 2-1, but Garcia's going to challenge it. It's the 22nd anniversary of Nicky Morandini's unassisted triple play. Upon review on the challenge, Aramis got it right, so the call of return. 1-2 on McGuire. One of the crazier things about that unassisted triple play that I failed to notice every time it's in the highlight is that Kurt Schilling was the one pitching. And that Barry Bonds was the one tagged out at second base. One and two on McGuire. Tied at two, top of the seventh, the pitch. Swung on and fouled away at the plate. Change up, got him chasing. One and two on Reese McGuire. Blue Sox have somebody up out in their bullpen. 1-2 again. Change up spiked. Couple feet out in front of the plate. 2-2. Wyatt Olds, the one loose thing he threw back on Tuesday. Two and two on Reese McGuire. Tarnock down the slope, and McGuire foul tips it this time, held on to by Garcia, and McGuire is livid. Slams his bat, snapping it on his way out of the box. Gets a little rouse out of the crowd. Five consecutive strikeouts now for Iron Pigs pitching, two outs. That was immediate frustration from McGuire, obviously. He's only got four hits in this time with the Woo Sox. That was, looking at the replay, I'm pretty sure that was a two-handed slam. Pitches down and in to Max Ferguson in the dirt. Ball one. Two outs, nobody on, top of the seventh. Max Ferguson hitting 0-for-2 today. The pitch takes up and away. 2-0. Two zero pitch, big swing and a miss. 96 there from Tarnock. You kind of forget sometimes he can really dial back and bring it. Two and one on Ferguson. Tied at two, top seven. Tarnock kicks and fires, and pitch is cut on and missed again. This time 97 from Tarnock. There's maybe something to be said as the Phillies have transitioned him from starter to multi-inning reliever. And if he can continue to just find a little extra something in the tank, being 96-97, maybe there's more in there. It's a big, lanky guy. 2-2. Fastball off the outside corner. 96 missing. 3-2.
You don't hit what you don't swing at. Come on!
3-2 on Max Ferguson. Tarnock's pitch, and it's just high. Ball four. String of strikeouts comes to an end at five. Two out walk. Ferguson inning continues for Corey Rozier. Rozier 1-for-2, tripled and scored back in third. Both teams have done all their scoring in just one half inning. Woo Sox the third, Iron Pigs the fourth. First pitch. Fastball nibbles the outside corner at the knees. 0-1. Same spot. Tarnock drills it again. 0-2. Though the Pigs and Woo Sox both out of it, postseason vibes to Coca-Cola Park. Crowd swelled to a crescendo, now simmers down. 0-2 on Rozier, the pitch. Fouled back. 0-2. The same sound effect Citizens Bank Park uses. And this is the same chant they use as well for a long time. Actually gives me nightmares. It's the same one I would hear all the time during the Phillies run from 07-11. Post-World Series, obviously a lot of bad stuff happened at Citizens Bank Park in the postseason. 0-2. Rozier somehow gets a piece of it. Way out in front of a changeup, but just scraped it to the backstop. And hearing that portion of that song from Kanye West from Power, I know it's the same sound effect that they played ad nauseum during Ryan Howard's at-bat to end the 2010 NLCS against the Giants. 0-2. And Rozier pops it up behind home. Garcia giving chase, but that's just about three rows deep. 0-2. On the hop, Fan makes the catch. Count remains 0-2 as Freddie Tarnock tries to strike out three here in the inning. Man at first, two outs, top of the seventh, tied to two. And the pitch. And Rozier, fly ball now left field side, slicing back into the seats. Count stays 0-2. It's a fourth straight foul ball with two strikes. Now the 0-2 to Corey Rozier, choking up on the bats. Ferguson at first, and Rozier pokes it down the left field line for a base hit going towards the corner. Kicks off the sidewall. Wilson stumbles and falls, getting after it. Around third, coming in to score Ferguson. Rozier on his way to third, and he's there with a triple. Woo Sox take the lead on it. Phenomenal at bat from Corey Rozier. Fights off five consecutive pitches. Four consecutive pitches, pardon me, and ends up with a triple in the left field corner, his second triple of the night. This one drives home Ferguson, and he got a feel for Wilson out there as he was gunning towards the corner to try to pick it up, but the ball caromed off the sidewall in the corner and kicked back into fair territory, and as he planned to try to get after it, first pitch to Roman Anthony missed for a ball, 1-0. Wilson stumbled, lost his balance. That allowed everybody to take an extra 90. 1-0 pitch. Anthony takes a change up low. 2-0. Anthony made his first out since back on Thursday, grounding out back in the second. 2-for-3 tonight with an RBI single. Swings and misses at the change up. 2-1. Double to begin the game. 3-2 Woo Sox in the seventh. Two-out walk to Ferguson. Rozier triple. The pitch. Up and away. 3-1. On Roman Anthony. Kyle Teal on deck. Tarnock fires, and he gets the call on the outside corner. Anthony's going to challenge, and I'm partial to believe Roman Anthony. If he thinks it's a ball, he's probably right. And let's see what ABS has to say about this. Upon review, yep, Anthony's right. Shocker. Second walk inning from Tarnock, and that's a third consecutive base runner with two outs. First and third. Brings up Kyle Teal out to the mound. Goes Aramis Garcia. Looks like Jose Quas is warming out in the Iron Peaks bullpen, and Anthony Contreras is going to pull that lever. Quas coming in, and Tarnock, who sat down at McDonough and McGuire easily with punch-outs, can't get out of the seventh. Got a pitching change here. Jose Quas coming on. Go ahead, take a break. Be back in 60 seconds here on the Iron Peaks Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
This is The Herd.
Wow, 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 wow.
With Colin Cowherd.
I would probably call it a wrap. If Tua was my son, I would suggest calling it a wrap. But I'm not a pro athlete. They are hyper-competitive. They fight to the end. And in team sports, they often feel a guilt to teammates and coaches in letting them down. It is real. It's one of the many reasons pro athletes are admirable and redeemable. They fight. They play through pain. They don't want to let teammates down. They cry when they do. I'm thinking about this morning. I wonder if the NFL should not consider an amnesty clause. Every team gets one every 5-10 years that if a player gets a concussion or a serious possible career-ending injury, the player gets played. It's an amnesty clause. It doesn't go against your salary cap, so it doesn't punish the coaches or the teammates.
This is The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Wow.
Weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
You're listening to the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Still in the top of the seventh, the Woo Sox have taken the lead here on the Iron Pigs 3-2. Jose Qualls comes in out of the bullpen, replacing Freddie Tarnock, who looked like he was going to cruise to a 1-2-3 inning. Back-to-back strikeouts to start it, but then a full count walk to Max Ferguson. Can't put away Corey Rozier with some strikes. He triples, and he walks Roman Anthony. Jose Qualls will try to leave these two runners on as Tarnock done. Qualls pitching for the second time this week. He threw back on Thursday. Scoreless inning, one strikeout. Was his third outing with the Iron Pigs. Three innings, two runs, three hits, two walks, four strikeouts so far with the Pigs. Qualls claimed off of waivers 2 weeks ago from Buffalo. Has Kyle Teal do up. Sidewinding righty, 6'3", 195 pounds. Born in the Dominican Republic, grew up, though, in Brooklyn. Crossfire set from the third base side. First pitch sinker on the outside corner. 0-1. Infield plays Teal to pull slightly. 1-for-3 on the night. DHing. 0-1 pitch way outside. Taken off for second. Anthony tries to go to throw out of Aramis Garcia, but AG just holds on to it. Will be a stolen base, however. Oh, they're going to go with defensive indifference. The pitch. And Teal, a line drive into right. That's down for a hit. One run comes in to score. Anthony gets a late stop sign at third as the throw home gets by Garcia, but Qualls backs it up. And Teal safe at first. He holds on there with an RBI single. 4-2 Woo Sox in seventh. I think they might have just changed that call on Anthony, by the way, to a stolen base. I don't think he can give a defensive indifference in a one-run game. So first and third, two outs, another run in for the Woo Sox, who now double up the Pigs 4-2. Rozier scores. Anthony first and third, or second and third on the play. The pitch home to Jamie Westbrook, fouled back. 0-1. One on Jamie Westbrook, 1-for-3 today with an RBI single. Runner takes off for second, and Westbrook fouls it away. Now down the count, 0-2. On Westbrook, 1-for-3. Woo Sox have a runner up, have a pitcher up in the bullpen. They got runners on base, too. Anthony, that play has been changed to a stolen base, by the way. 0-2, runner takes off, and Westbrook a fly ball out to left. Wilson a couple of steps back, floats back to it, makes the catch. Tires Westbrook, and the inning over. Woo Sox take the lead, though, as they do it all with two outs. Thanks to two hits, two walks, and they strand to a board. Go to the last of the seventh time to stretch. 4-2 Worcester here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Visit your neighborhood Ashley store for unbelievable deals on furniture, decor, mattresses, and more. Plus, take advantage of expert advice and design tips from our amazing associates. Shop in-store or online. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Make a fresh start in your new home with a fresh look from Ashley. Shop now for amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, decor, and so much more. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Feels good to be home.
This is The Herd.
Wow, 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 wow.
With Colin Cowherd.
They have officially have the Chiefs become the New England Patriots dynasty. And in the end, they never beat themselves late. That's just like Brady in New England. It's the situational stuff that Cincinnati, bad pass interference call, Jamar Chase blowing a gasket. That's not what the Chiefs do. I mean, Brady would throw pick sixes in the Super Bowl. And Mahomes, he's had multiple ugly picks this season. But it's that pass interference penalty from a young defensive back. It's losing your cool, and that's what Kansas City doesn't do. They're the old boat captain, the seasoned mariner, able to sort of navigate choppy seas. And, you know, high leverage, late game, I just never worry about it. Do they need one score? How much time do I have left?
This is The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Wow.
Weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
You're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America, on Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM, 1230 AM, and streaming at lvfoxsports.com.
Home half of the seventh. Hope he got a good stretch in Iron Pigs. Trail 4-2 after Worcester scores twice with two outs in the top of the inning. Wyatt Olds takes over as Chase Sugar departs. He'll be in line for the victory. Olds' first pitch to Otto Kemp. Misses down away. Ball one. Kemp leading off here in the seventh. Third time tonight he's led off an inning. Grounded out to short in the third. Struck out looking. Opening the fifth. 0-1, or 1-0 rather, inside. 2-0. Sugar scored the sixth. One hit, one walk. Left two aboard. One strikeout. 2-0 pitch. Kemp takes inside. 3-0. Olds making his 17th appearance out of the pen for the Woo Sox. He's 3-2 with an 8.37 ERA. 3-0 pitch on the inside edge. 3-1. 23 and two-thirds innings. He's struck out 34, walking 21. Seventh round pick out of Oklahoma back in 2021. Might have been a college teammate of Kyle Tyler's. The pitch outside, ball four. Kemp walks to begin the inning. And the Bigs will immediately bring the tie run to the plate here to begin the last of the seven. Oklahoma right now actually playing their first game of their SEC era against Tennessee. The Vols. Pretty high-ranking matchup. And while everybody is super excited about conference realignment and the new SEC and the matchups it gives us, here's Aramis Garcia, the pitch. Olds finds the outside corner, 0-1. I'm actually supremely excited about it because of what the SEC offers baseball-wise. It was already the best baseball conference in the country and has been for a long time. But man, the level of talent there now that they've added Texas and Oklahoma is nuts. 0-1. Garcia, bouncer towards second on three hops. Ferguson has it going to his left. Flips to Dalbec for second one. Bobby across the back throws this first in time for the 4-6-3 double play. I don't know how Dalbec got enough on that throw. But throwing basically with his chest to first base, kind of sidearm. Got enough on it, gets Garcia. And that wipes the bases clear now with two outs. Brings up Carlos De La Cruz. Two outs, bases empty. Olds, first base out of the rubber, back to the windup. Hands over the head, the pitch. De La Cruz takes down low. Ball one. That Tennessee-Oklahoma game, by the way, is being played in Norman. Looks absolutely packed. 1-0 pitch. Heater outside. 2-0. Tennessee does lead Oklahoma, though, 10-3. On De La Cruz, 0 for 2 tonight with a couple of punch-outs. The pitch down and away. Not going to chase that breaking ball. 3-0. Pitch. Way outside, ball four. So Olds, after walking the leadoff man, gets a double play, but then it just goes ahead and walks De La Cruz to bring the tie run back to the plate. And that's going to be Austin Hayes coming up for his fourth rehab plate appearance of the night. He's 1-for-3 at this point. Hayes singled and scored, starting the rally in the fourth. 4-2, Woo Sox, bottom seven, the pitch. Hayes takes, cutter on the outside corner. 0-1. Oh, 1. And Hayes off the hands of floater the other way that barely gets into right, but it's a base hit. Daniel Cruz up to second, and he saw AC waving him, but hit the brakes. Goes back to the bag, and Daniel Cruz stops at second. He had trouble picking up where that baseball was. As Daniel Cruz asking the third base umpire, Dane Ponczak, about something there. I'm not sure quite what. But for some reason, Dave LaCruz stopped at second. Not sure if he missed the bag. In any case, tying run now at first. Dave LaCruz at second. The batter's Carson Taylor. He has two hits tonight. The pitch. Taylor takes down and in. Ball one. Blue Sox got all their runs in the top of the inning with two outs. Pigs trying to answer back in the same fashion. Nobody up in either bullpen. Taylor singled and scored in the fourth, an infield single. Old set, first base side, the pitch. And Taylor fouls it back. Good fastball to hit. 1-1. One and one on Carson Taylor, two outs, bottom seven, the pitch. Fastball simmers in over the outside corner. That's a perfect pitch from Wyatt Olds. Sinker on the outside black, 0-2. Pigs down two, bottom of the seventh. Two on, two out. The pitch, way outside. Sinker gets away from Olds that time. Two on, two outs, two balls, two strikes. Here it comes, and Taylor takes. Very heady take. Inch or two off the outside corner. Runners will get a head jump. Saw how well Hayes ran earlier tonight, scoring on a base hit to the outfield. I think a ball in the gap might score him from first. Pigs down two in the seventh. Full count, runners go. 3-2, and Taylor fouls it off the plate. Came off his back shoulder. Crowd comes to life again. Pigs trying to rally after the Woo Sox took the lead in the top of the inning. Two on, two outs. Another 3-2 pitch. Here it comes, and Taylor rolls it over just foul. Wide of the bag at first. Be an 8-pitch at-bat at least. Still a full count on Taylor, taking his time back into the box. Hayes at first, Dale Cruz at second. They're off on the pitch, the 3-2, and Taylor takes up and away, ball four. Third walk of the inning from Olds, and it loads the bases for Buddy Kennedy. Looks like the pitching coach for the Woo Sox is going to make a visit as well. He heads out with Buddy Kennedy coming up. Buddy, who we had mentioned has been so good with runners in scoring position for the Phillies, has hit .267 with runners in scoring position this season for the Iron Pigs. And then with runners in scoring position and two outs, Kennedy has actually been brutal with Lehigh Valley. .074 average, just 3-for-27. With runners in scoring position and two outs. Tyre infield convened on the mound there. Finally go back to their positions. Base is loaded, two outs. Iron Pigs down 4-2. Bomb the seventh. and rally here in the penultimate game of the season, take a series lead into the finale tomorrow. Kennedy 2-for-3 tonight with an RBI single in the fourth. The pitch. Slider way high, ball one. And the buddy chants have followed Kennedy back from Philadelphia. Hayes, the tying run at second. Old surrounded on the bump. The pitch. Just outside with a cutter. McGuire's going to challenge. I think that caught the black. We'll find out. And upon review, nope, it missed. Just outside, ball two. And Worcester now, off the top of my head, out of challenges. Now the crowd really into it. 2-0 on Kennedy. Bases juiced, two outs in the seventh. Pigs down a pair. The pitch. Way inside, almost hit him. And there's still nobody throwing for the Woo Sox. Three-0 on Kennedy. Old set. The pitch. Up and in. Ball four. He walked him. He forced in a run. It's the fourth walk of the inning for Wyatt Olds, and it's a one-run ball game. Credit Kennedy with his second RBI of the game. And now Ethan Wilson has a chance to tie it up or give the Pigs the lead here. Everything coming with two outs. Two outs, nobody on. Walk, single, walk, walk. Wilson over two tonight. The pitch. Takes a slider down low, ball one. And Olds can't find the strike zone with anything. And now the Woo Sox getting somebody loose quickly. Right on left matchup. The pitch. Outside, ball two. Seven in a row out of the zone from Wyatt Olds. Taylor, the lengthy at-bat, went full, led to a walk. Missed four straight to Kennedy, now the first two here to Wilson. Tying run at third. Taylor, the go-ahead run at second. 2-0 pitch. Wilson taking all the way. Fastball down the middle. 2-1. Johan Ramirez, who took the loss on Wednesday for the Woo Sox, is warming the bullpen. 2-1 coming. Wilson takes that slider, perfect. Outside corner on the black. 2-2, and from absolutely nothing, Olds has suddenly recaptured his command. Bases loaded, two outs. Pigs down a run in the seventh. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. 95 by Wilson, and Olds battles back to strike him out and leave the bases loaded. Pigs do get one back, though. Make it a one-run game as we go to the eighth. 4-3 Woo Sox here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Prepare to have your mind blown by Coke Zero Sugar with great Coke taste lasers.
Can we cut all that? That's not going to convince anyone. Coke Zero is now Coke Zero Sugar, with great Coke taste. Some people were excited to hear the news. Some were skeptical. And none of this noise is going to convince you that Coke Zero Sugar has great Coke taste, because the only thing that'll make you believe that is trying it yourself.
And lasers!
No, no lasers. Ice cold Coke Zero Sugar. Try one today.
This is Connor Brown with another scoreboard update presented by Ash. The Iron Pigs get within one there in the bottom of the seventh, but still trail the Woo Sox 4-3 heading into the top of the eighth inning. Going on right now around the International League in the bottom of the ninth, St. Paul down to their final three outs as they trail Indianapolis 8-7. While in the top of the eighth, Syracuse still enjoys a comfortable lead 10-3 over Charlotte. In the top of the seventh inning, Jacksonville leads Gwinnett 5-3, while Nashville leads Norfolk 5-1 as they head to the top of the eighth inning. Bottom of the fifth in Louisville, the home team trails the Omaha Storm Chasers 8-4 in the bottom of the fifth. Well, finals from earlier on today, a couple shutouts including Memphis blanking Durham 8-0 and Iowa blanking Rochester 4-0. Columbus with a comfortable 14-3 win over Toledo. Scranton-Wilkes-Barre 8-5 over Buffalo. Now let's go back to Coca-Cola Park. as the Iron Pigs trail the Blue Sox by 1-4-3. Here's the voice of the Iron Pigs, Sam Chelnick.
Thanks, Connor. Top of the eighth. Like you said, Pigs just down a run. Leave the bases loaded, though, as Wyatt Olds walks 4-7, but gets out of it with a punch out of Ethan Wilson. Jose Quas stays on for the Pigs. He allowed one inherited run to score. Took over for Freddie Tarnock last inning. His first pitch to Bobby Dalbec misses for ball one. So Tarnock's line finally gives up two runs on one hit, two walks, two strikeouts. Quas stays on for the eighth. Andrew Bilotti already throwing for the Pigs in the bullpen, though. 1-0. Dalbec fouls it off his foot. 1-1. Iron Pigs just 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position. Tonight have left 7 on. The Woo Sox are 4-for-9. One. Slider on the outside corner. 0-1-2. Dalbec 0-for-3 tonight. Has grounded out, lined into a double play, and struck out. Pretty tough luck for him. His first two times up. Takes a rip at the 1-2, a towering fly ball down the right field side. Foul territory. Gets back into the seats. Still 1-2. One and two on Dalbec. The pitch. Sweeper low. 2-2. The line drive double play in the third probably kept the Pigs in this game. It's first and second, one out. Kyle Tyler struggling for the first and basically only time in the ball game. Faced just one over the minimum outside of that inning. 2-2 sweeper all the way to the backstop. Full count. And Dalbec scorched one, but was right at Kingery at short, who then doubled off Tyler or Teal from second. Three and two on Dalbec, beginning the eighth. 4-3 Woo Sox, the pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone, Quas gets it by him. Another strikeout for the Pigs bullpen. It's now 6 strikeouts between Alvarez, Tarnock, and Quas. 11 total in the night. Kyle Tyler at 5-5 innings. And that's going to be all for Jose Quas as he faces Dalbec to begin the eighth. And Anthony Contreras takes the baseball from him. And Andrew Pilotti's going to come on and try to get through the rest of this inning. Coming on with the Pigs down 4-3. One out in the eighth, nobody on base. Got a pitching change. Take a break. Be back in 60 seconds here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
This is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
We're getting back into it.
I think he should be allowed to go in and play if he chooses to. But I think there's going to be people that will look at him with a side eye and think, this is reckless, we can't do this, when really it feels like anybody could get a concussion at any point in time.
Whatever it is that Tua decides to do, it certainly has to be a doctor's expertise in saying what he should do first. You got to have the information first before you make the decision. Otherwise, that's just, it's a foolish decision. You don't want to risk your life. You know, I don't care if you made the money or not. If you need to walk away from the game based upon the prognosis of what your health long term will be, then that's what you need to do.
Two Pros, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and a Cup of Joe, Jonas Knox. 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Still in the top of the eighth inning, Iron Pigs trailing the Woo Sox 4-3. Andrew Bilotti takes over for Jose Quas, who goes two-thirds of an inning. Strands 1 out of 2 inherited runners, doesn't allow a run himself. One hit, no walks, one strikeout, just 13 pitches. So Bilotti comes on in his place. Andrew will have Alex Benellis due up, then Tyler McDonough facing two left-handed hitters. Hopefully to get out of this inning. Bolotti, 4-2 with a 5.57 ERA. Threw a scoreless inning back on Wednesday. One walk, one strikeout. Benellis 0-3 in his second game of his AAA career. Bolotti ready, set to the chest, the pitch. Change up outside. 1-0. On Alex Benellis. Bolotti's pitch. Fastball on the inside corner, 1-1. Bolotti, it's his 46th appearance of the season. That's going to lead the Iron Pigs. Nobody else really even close to him. Infield swings around to the right side for Benellis. 1-1. Hits it in the air, deep down the left field line, slicing towards the picnic patio is where it lands.
Dude, why are you running? That was way out.
Only guy closest to Andrew Bolotti in appearances is Taylor Lehman. And Lehman obviously was released a while ago, over a month. He's at 38, Nick Nelson 34, Tyler Gilbert 31. Michael Mercado, who was named the Iron Pigs Pitcher of the Year at 31 as well. One, two. Slider just low. 2-2. Two and two on Alex Benellis. Bolotti fires. Missed outside. Full count. Three and two on Benellis. Full count pitch. Down the dirt. Ball four. One chase a slider. Bolotti walks him. One out base runner for the Woo Sox brings up Tyler McDonough. McDonough struck out three times already. Phillies lost today to the Mets, 6-3. Going to the series finale tomorrow, needing a win to split that. And win would also get them the NL East title. It is a Sunday night baseball game, though, so that'll be on ESPN. Thankfully for me, if I'm being selfish. Pitch McDonough, strike, 0-1. Allow all of us taking the Iron Pigs game and then a nightcap for the Phillies. 0-1 on Tyler McDonough. Benellis at first. Infield at double play. Depth the pitch. Change up nibbles the outside black. 0-2. Changeups featured much more prominently of late for Bolotti. Guy's been mostly fastball slider the bulk of his career. That's how he made a living in the majors. Phillies bullpen in 2022. And so far this year, as we close on the end of the year, the final third of the season, it's definitely been more of an equal timeshare between the changeup and slider.
Swing!
0-2. McDonough ground ball right to the shortstop, Kingery. He scoops it, steps on second to one, over to first in time. 6-3 double play, and Bolotti works around the one-out walk by getting a double play to get out of the inning. Scoreless frame for Pigs pitching between Quas and Bolotti. Go to the bottom of the eighth, Pigs down a run. 4-3 Woo Sox here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
From the Phillipsburg Easton Honda Studios, this is Fox Sports Radio. Phillipsburg Easton Honda, saying yes is what they do best.
Visit your neighborhood Ashley store for unbelievable deals on furniture, decor, mattresses, and more. Plus, take advantage of expert advice and design tips from our amazing associates. Shop in-store or online. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Make a fresh start in your new home with a fresh look from Ashley. Shop now for amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, decor, and so much more. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Feels good to be home.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
A 2023 last place team will win a playoff game this year.
I'm taking the Cincinnati Bengals to be that team. If you gave me
safe bet.
If you said two last place teams, I might say that's an overreaction. Come react or overreact with us. This one makes it much easier. Okay. So thank you for making it easier.
Well, tune in next week.
Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen.
As you can tell, we're not here to mess around.
So correct me if I'm wrong.
We've been doing this for a while now.
You're going to remember these names.
We believe in truth.
So put some respect on our name.
This is Fox Sports Radio, 94.7 FM and 1230 AM in Easton.
You're damn right.
You're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America, on Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM, 1230 AM, and streaming at lvfoxsports.com.
Home half of the eighth inning, Iron Pigs down a run to the Woo Sox 4-3. Johan Ramirez is the new reliever for Worcester, takes over for Wyatt Olds. Olds, well, it was an eventful inning for him in the seventh. One inning, one run, one hit, four walks, and a strikeout. Somehow wasn't worse for him as he left him loaded. Hands the ball off to Ramirez, though, who got tagged ultimately with a blown save and a loss back on Wednesday. Not that it was much of his doing. Ramirez, third of an inning, three unearned runs on one hit, no walks, and a strikeout. As the inning unfolded, it was a hit batter, a base hit, catcher's interference, wild pitch, and then a pass ball ended it. Pig scored three runs on the benefit of just one hit to walk it off. Scott Kingery leads it off in the pitch. Breaking ball up high, ball one. Scott 0-for-1 tonight. Sack fly in the fourth, walked in the sixth. Three runs, five hits, an error for the Pigs. Four runs, seven hits, no errors for the Woo Sox. Ramirez, third base side, kicks and deals. Called strike, 0-1. Ramirez, it's his 15th outing with the Woo Sox. 1-1 with a 2.41 ERA. 18 and two-thirds innings. He struck out 19, walking 10. 6'4", 212-pound righty out of the Dominican Republic. The pitch. Kingery takes, 95 on the outer half, 0-1. A bit of bushy hair peeking out the back of his cap, curling upwards, bushy beard as well. Not very long beard, but certainly is bushy. 1-2 on Ramirez, the pitch. And Scott reaching for it, just gets a piece of it, fouling it up and over the screen. Count remains 1-2. Kingery leading off the eighth in a one-run ball game. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball just down and away. Ramirez trying to wheel that into the strike zone. Misses though. 2-2. Ramirez from the belt. Deals to the plate and Kingery tries to check his swing. He went around. Slider way out of the zone. Down on strikes. One away. Brings up Ryan McKenna. Still 4-3 Woo Sox. Worcester 2 in the third, then 2 in the seventh. Corey Rozier, two doubles or two triples. He's driven in a run, scored twice. Roman Anthony has driven in a run and scored a run. Kyle Teal, the final RBI. The pitch. Sweeper on the outside corner, 0-1. One out, bottom of the eighth. Kenna trying to start something here, 0-for-3 today. A couple of doubles and a walk last night. 0-1. Sinker way inside, almost hit him. 1-1. Dylan Covey warming up out in the Pigs' bullpen. Looks like he's going to have the ninth. One one from Ramirez, right down the middle. Don't know what McKenna was waiting for. 1-2. Outfield shades McKenna just a step the other way. I noticed Anthony likes playing a step or two more towards right center. McDonough in right has been favoring the corner. 1-2. Sweeper outside. Good take by McKenna. One-run ball game, bottom of the eighth, and time called by McKenna steps out. Over the course of the season, the Pigs haven't really been playing too many one-run games. In total, they've played 27 one-run games this season, which in a 146-game season, which ends up being an oddly small number. Typically, teams maybe quarter of their games. The pitch fouled back, 2-2, and for the Pigs, it's going to be a little under a quarter. Contrast that with as many games they play, they've been decided by five or more runs, which is actually more. That then ended up being, at this moment, 45 games. Quarter of their schedule, or a third of their schedule. 2-2, McKenna a tapper towards second. Waiting back in Ferguson gloves, McKenna hustling down the line, but Ferguson's throw still gets him by a step and a half. Two outs. Kind of goes to show just how the Iron Pig season has gone, which is it's been a lot of blowouts at times, not too many close games. When the Pigs win, they win big. When they lose, well, they get shellacked. Tonight, a rare exception. This week, really a rare exception. Two outs, nobody on for Otto Kemp. Started the rally against Ramirez on Wednesday, getting drilled in the ribs. Otto called that his most painful hit by pitch this season. Slider down the middle, 0-1. On the year, the Iron Pigs, run differential-wise, will finish somewhere around the minus 85-90 range. They're coming into the night, minus 83. To put that in perspective, 0-1. Kemp takes another sweeper in for a strike, 0-2. They're at 67-77. Buffalo, who's at 68-78, has a run differential of minus 39. Iron Pigs need a win in their final two games to avoid finishing tied for potentially the fewest wins in the league. Right now that's Iowa and Louisville with 66. Kemp can't check his swing on an 0-2 pitch. Goes around. And Johan Ramirez with a far different inning in relief compared to Wednesday. Sets down the side in order. We go the ninth. It's a one-run game. 4-3 Worcester here on the Pigs Radio Network. Presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Hi, Iron Pigs fans. I'm Linda Gawardi. I work in human resources at Air Products. I live in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, and I'm proud to support MDA.
Air Products. Working here, living here, giving here.
Hi, Iron Pigs fans. I'm Nick Mitica. I work in hydrogen energy systems at Air Products. I live in Zionsville, and I'm proud to support Community Bike Works.
Air Products. Working here, living here, giving here.
Chick-fil-A Whitehall is a proud sponsor of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Download a whole new way to Chick-fil-A with the Chick-fil-A One app. Earn points towards rewards with every qualifying purchase. And save time by ordering ahead for curbside, pickup, drive-thru, and delivery. You can even place catering orders for your larger events through the app. Available now at the App Store and Google Play. Chick-fil-A Whitehall, it's always our pleasure to serve you.
Why does it always say paper jam when there's no paper jam?
Hi there.
Who are you and why are you in our office space?
I'm Cy, your friendly copier helper guy. There you go. You're all set.
Whoa, Cy, that was awesome.
Thanks. Better service is on the horizon with Cyan Sky Copiers.
Cyan Sky Service. They hit it out of the park. If you need help with your office copiers and printers, call Cyan Sky today or find them at cyanskycopiers.com.
You're listening to the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Top of the ninth, Iron Pigs down a run, and Dylan Covey will try to keep it that way. It's 4-3 Woo Sox. Covey taking over for Andrew Pilati. Got an inning-ending double play to get out of the eighth. Covey makes his 15th appearance with the Iron Pigs through earlier this week. Getting the save for the Pigs back on Thursday night, 1-2-3 inning. He's now had scoreless appearances in 12 of 14 outings, only giving up runs to Scranton this season, two runs total. 129 ERA, 14 innings. Covey, big right-handed pitcher. Batter is Reese McGuire to lead it off and pitch down the dirt. Ball one. McGuire going with a slick all-black bat this time after smashing his two-tone model into smithereens his last time up. Struck out swinging and then obliterated the bat. 1-0, line the other way, and hey, I guess it worked for Reese McGuire. It's a new piece of lumber. Lines a single into left. One for three in the night. Is aboard to lead off the inning. Brings up Max Ferguson. Sometimes the bat just has bad vibes. And you can't just retire it. You gotta send it back into the ether. Runner at first for Ferguson. We'll see if he's bunting here. Kemp just on the grass at third. No sign of a bunt as Kobe throws home. It's a strike. 0-1. Going one on Ferguson, walked and scored with 2 outs his last time up. Fouls the pitch back. 0-2. Ferguson's walk with 2 outs in the seventh is what started that 2-out rally for Worcester, scoring their 2 runs to go ahead. Now lead it 4-3 in the ninth. The pitch. Just down low. Covey wants to challenge as he couldn't believe it wasn't called a strike. Had to check before Narola that it wasn't a strike first and then asks for the challenge. And upon review, yeah, that was a strike. On the inside corner, call of returns. Ferguson down looking. First down of the inning. It was lovely talking with Covey for a pregame show last week in Scranton, talking about his transition fully to the bullpen, not just as a long reliever, but as a 1-2-inning guy. He said he has absolutely loved it. He finds the exhilaration, the task of being a reliever very enriching, and in a way mentally challenging. Trying to figure out that challenge is something that he says drives him. Here's Corey Rozier. He's tripled twice tonight. Takes a sinker outside, ball one. Runner at first, one out, 4-3, Woo Sox, top of the ninth. Packed house, trying to see the Pigs rally for their second walk-off this week. The pitch. Rozier lays off, it's a low. 2-0. Two and zero on Rozier, left-handed hitter. The pitch, up and away. 3-0. Three and zero on Rozier. Covey delivers, and he finally finds the zone again. At the knees, 3-1. And at first, the pitch. And Rozier, chopper up the middle. Carey should be able to turn to again. He picks it up ankle high, taps the bag, throws to first, and gets Rozier for his second straight 6-3 inning ending. Double play. Good looks for Scott Kingery. And maybe that momentum will pay off for the Pigs. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Pigs need one to tie it, two to win it. 4-3 Woo Sox here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Visit your neighborhood Ashley store for unbelievable deals on furniture, decor, mattresses, and more. Plus, take advantage of expert advice and design tips from our amazing associates. Shop in-store or online. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Make a fresh start in your new home with a fresh look from Ashley. Shop now for amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, decor, and so much more. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Feels good to be home.
This is The Odd Couple.
Right here.
with Rob Parker and Kelvin Washington.
Trevor Lawrence, he's starting to fall into my category of, all right now. That category is, I keep hearing about you. All right now.
He ain't come. He ain't shown up.
Is he talented? Yes. Has he won a playoff game? The one you just mentioned? Credit to him. Yes.
That was big time. And that's why I thought they would capitalize on that last year. But last year, they came out of the gate. They scuffled. They struggled.
The good thing for them is the division they're in. Somebody's got to win it. Hey, look, don't matter what the record is, right? We win the division, we're in. So there's some hope there. So I'm not, you can still rest your head on that. We got a solid quarterback. Rest your head on the fact that, again, you can win your division and have a shot. But he is falling in my, all right, now, I keep hearing y'all talk about it. I'm going to need to see that next step up. He's in your top eight, top seven, top six quarterbacks. It's like, all right, now.
This is The Odd Couple with Rob Parker and Kelvin Washington. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
You're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America, on Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM, 1230 AM, and streaming at lvfoxsports.com.
Last of the ninth, for the second time this week, Johan Ramirez will try to close it out, this time gunning for a six-out save as he threw a scoreless eighth. Faces Aramis Garcia to lead it off. 8-9 and 1 due up, 4-3 Woo Sox. Ramirez, who those three runs charged to him back on Wednesday, although they were unearned, snapped a string of scoreless appearances to begin September. He had gone 6 1/3 innings without allowing a run, period. First pitch to Garcia, sinker down and away, ball one. And he still hasn't allowed an earned run here in the month of September. He's going for his first multi-inning save since back on August 20th. He had a two-inning save against Norfolk. He also had a two-inning save against the Pigs on August 13th. 1-0. Garcia takes on the inside corner, 1-1. Aramis 0-2. He walked back in the fifth. Pigs trying to rally. When they came back in the bottom of the ninth, back on Wednesday, it was just the second time this year they've done that, trailing after eight to win. The pitch, sweeper up and in, 2-1. Both the times that they have rallied after trailing after eight this season have come against Worcester. Opening night, when they came back with seven in the bottom of the ninth to walk it off in the Castro homer, and Wednesday. In between, 61 consecutive losses. Ramirez's 2-1 is down and away, ball three. He is in danger of walking the leadoff man, the potential tying run, to begin the inning. While Worcester has dominated the Pigs this season, they have nothing but bad memories here at Coca-Cola Park. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball sneaks by him. Garcia comes up empty. Full counts. Despite Worcester leading the season series 14-7 coming into the night, the Pigs are .500 against Worcester at home. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in. Garcia chased what was likely ball four. Ramirez has now struck out 3 of 4. One out. Pigs so far this season are 5-5 against Worcester here at Coca-Cola Park. And we have a pinch hitter for Carlos De La Cruz. It's going to be Derek Hall, the Iron Pigs franchise leader in homers. AC saw a lever to pull, and he goes ahead and hits the big red button that says D. Hall on it. Let's see what he can do. 15 homers this season, including one this week. The first pitch. Slider down and in, almost hit him on the back foot. Ball one. One and zero on Derek Hall, left-handed hitter. Ramirez, the righty, set crossfire. The pitch, and Hall a line drive into right of base hit. Off the bench, Derek Hall comes through with a base hit to right, and the tie runs aboard. I imagine we'll get a pinch runner now. And coming out of the dugout, it's Jim Haley to pinch run for Derek Hall. We'll see if they want Haley to potentially fully run, take off for second. Haley pinch running, 16 for 17, stealing bases. Batter is Austin Hayes, the rehabber for the Iron Pigs. Chance to win it. The pitch. Fastball down the middle, 0-1. Owen 1 on Austin Hayes, rehabbing from a kidney infection. He's got Haley, the tying run at first. 4-3 Roo Sox in the ninth. The pitch. Sweeper down and away. 1-1. Ramirez and Hayes were teammates earlier this season. When Hayes was with Baltimore, the Orioles claimed Ramirez off waivers from the Mets. Promptly DFA'd him pretty quickly, but one shared the same clubhouse 5 months ago. 1-1. Hayes swings and misses way out in front of a slider. 1-2. One and two on Hayes. 2 for 4 in his rehab tonight. He's got Haley the tying run at first. One out in the ninth. And the throw over to first. Back diving Haley. One and two on Hayes with Carson Taylor on deck. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Sweeper down and away. Hayes chased it. Fourth strikeout for Ramirez out of the bullpen. It's the most strikeouts in a relief outing this season for Ramirez. And a final hope for the Iron Pigs and Carson Taylor. 4-3 Worcester, bomb the ninth. Two teams exchanged two spots in the third and fourth. Woo Sox took the lead with two in the top of the seventh. Pigs could only answer with one in the bottom half. First pitch to Taylor. Sweeper down the middle. 0-1. Seven walk-off wins this season for the Iron Pigs. One in every five wins at home for the Pigs is a walk-off. 0-1. Sweeper down and away. 1-1. They have 35 home wins this season. Taylor, the winning run. Haley, the tying run at first. Woo Sox 4, Pigs 3, bomb the 9. Two outs. Ramirez sinking vengeance for Wednesday. The pitch. Down and in. That hit Taylor in the foot. He's stumbling out of the box like it did. He's acting like it hit him on the toe. And now the home plate umpire, Tom Fornarola, is going to call in his umpiring crew to see whether or not they're awarding a hit by pitch. Because Fornarola did not initially issue it. Actually, I can't say he issued it, period. Taylor acting like that got him pretty good on his back foot, right on his big toe. Andrew Dodgson, the trainer, comes out to check on Taylor. Long meeting for the umpires here. And upon review, they are granting Taylor first base. And out comes manager Chad Tracy to argue again. Woo Sox have already had one hitting coach ejected, and now Tracy is livid. He's about to spontaneously combust. I'm going to be shocked if he doesn't get tossed. And Tracy's had it just about up to here. Fornarola trying to calm him down, and Tracy is right up in him. All three umpires are there taking it from Tracy. And Chad pointing at home, he's pointing to first, and he's been tossed. Two ejections for the Woo Sox tonight. Their hitting coach Doug Clark, and now their manager Chad Tracy. Now comes Jose David Flores to ostensibly pull Tracy away from this. And Tracy got his money's worth. And the crowd loves it. They wave him off. And the drama in the ninth swelling again here at Coca-Cola Park. Tracy ejected, tying run at second. Winning run at first. Carson Taylor, the runner at first. Now comes the pitch, and Coach Dan DeLucia to chat out in the mound with Johan Ramirez. This is going to give the crowd even more time to get into it. I'm not quite sure what Tracy was arguing. As my hunch would tell me, if Fornarola didn't call the hit-by-pitch himself, I think Tracy's saying, with the umpires at first and second base and nobody down the third base line, how can anybody see whether or not that hit Taylor's back foot? And that seemed to be what Tracy might have been indicating with his pointing, or he was just frustrated in general and decided to go all out. Here we go. First and second. Two outs. Bottom of the ninth. One run game. Buddy Kennedy, the hitter. Buddy had his huge moment with the Phillies last week, coming in clutch multiple times, pinch hitting. Now he's got a shot to tie it, if not win it, for the Pigs in the bottom of the ninth. Ramirez is ready. Paley, the tying run at second. Taylor, the winning run at first. The pitch. Sweeper down and away. Ball one. One thing we know about Buddy is that he's more than comfortable to take pitches here. Hand the baton to Ethan Wilson on deck. ...1-0 pitch. Fastball at the knees, outside corner. 1-1. Buddy with one walk-off winner for the Pigs earlier this season. That was July 3rd, game one of a doubleheader against Scranton. Walk-off two-run homer. Just needs a ball in the gap. Winning run at first. The pitch. Checks his swing on a sweeper. Appeal to first. He did not go. And Johan Ramirez squats down, pops back up, frustrated by the call. Two and one on Kennedy. Haley leading from first. Outfield straight away, pretty deep. 2-1. Kennedy swings and misses, jammed by a sinker down and in at 95 from Ramirez. Second to last game of the year, both teams eliminated from postseason contention, but you wouldn't know it. 2-2, two outs, one run game, two on, the pitch. Checks his swing, sweeper outside, appealed again, and he held off. Full count. First and second, runners will be off. A ball in the gap ends it. 4-3, Woo Sox, bottom of the ninth. Ramirez sets. Kennedy waiting. The righty deals. Runners going. The sweeper's high. Ball four. Kennedy walks. And the bases are loaded for Ethan Wilson. Wilson hitless tonight, 0-3. It's been a trying season for Ethan, who he himself has said there's been times this year where I just didn't know what I was doing, didn't know what I had. Hit just 211 with Rennie, but he can win it here for the Iron Pigs. The pitch, sweeper fouled back. That was the pitch, first pitch, sweeper hanging. And Wilson was on it, just missed. 0-1. Haley, the tying run at third. Taylor, the winning run at second. Kennedy at first. 0-1. Wilson swings and misses. Fastball up and out of the zone. 0-2. Big note, it's the catcher, Reese McGuire, in there. Not Kyle Teal, who had that hellacious ninth inning back on Wednesday, costing the Woo Sox the game. Pigs down to their final strike. 0-2 pitch. Called strike three. Sinker at the knees right there, and the Woo Sox hold on for a 4-3 victory. Straining the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth. Wilson frozen by the heater, and this ball game is over. The final, Woo Sox 4, Iron Pigs 3. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with Tolson and a recap here on the Staybridge Suites Allentown Bethlehem Airport postgame show coming up next. Here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
It's time for the Staybridge Suites Allentown Bethlehem Airport postgame show with Sam Jelinek.
Welcome in to the Staybridge Suites Allentown Bethlehem Airport postgame show. Sam Jelinek with you from Cyan Sky broadcast booth. What a ball game tonight. Pigs come up just short 4-3 the final as Worcester escapes a bases loaded jam in the bottom of the ninth. But man, that was drama, that was tension, that was palpable. Red October is coming, and it felt like it started here at Coca-Cola Park just a little bit. People kind of on the edge of their seats, loving the nerve-wracking baseball as Phillies postseason play awaits in October. But the Pigs come up short here tonight. End story being that couldn't come through with runners in scoring position, leaving 10 on base here this evening. Jay Tolson, a recap before I hand things off to Connor Brown for one final time here this season. Woo Sox on the board first as they had for four or five games this week. Two runs in the third. Corey Rozier tripled, scored in a Roman Anthony single, and then another RBI single for Jamie Westbrook to drive home Anthony to make it 2-0. Pigs tied it, though, in the bottom of the fourth. RBI single for Buddy Kennedy and a sack fly for Scott Kingery to knot it up at 2. Two runs in the top of the seventh gave the Woo Sox the lead, coming with 2 outs as Freddie Tarnock walked Max Ferguson. Corey Rozier drove him in with a triple and then scored on a Kyle Teal RBI single. Pigs got a run back in the bottom of the seventh. Buddy Kennedy, a bases-loaded walk, forcing them a run, but the Pigs left the bases loaded in the seventh. They had the bases loaded again in the ninth. 2 outs. Ethan Wilson coming up. Fell behind 0-2, got frozen by a good sinker, and the Pigs, for the second time in the night, left the bases loaded, this time ending the ball game, and Worcester held on for a 4-3 victory. Final line score, it's Worcester, 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors, they strand 5. Iron Pigs, 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, they strand 10. Chase Shogart's your winning pitcher. Shogart, 1 scoreless inning, 1 hit, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. He improves to 6-2. Freddie Tarnock takes a loss for the Pigs, now 0-3 with the Iron Pigs. 2/3 of an inning, 2 runs, 1 hit, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Johan Ramirez records the save, 2 scoreless innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, 1 hit batter, 5 strikeouts in relief for the save. We started at 6:36, time of game 2 hours and 49 minutes, meaning that we finished up at 9:25 in front of a full house here on Saturday night. 10,100, another sellout here on Saturday night from the Lehigh Valley at Coca-Cola Park. With the loss, the Pigs fall 67-78 on the season, 33-39 in the second half, 35-39 at home, and they've lost 2 straight. Woo Sox take the series lead into the finale tomorrow, 3-2. The Woo Sox, they improved to 79-70 on the season, 44-30 in the second half. They're now 38-38 on the road. Looking ahead to the series and season finale tomorrow, it's a special 105 first pitch tomorrow. Alan Ron Hell on the mound for the Iron Pigs. He's 1-2 with a 4.81 ERA. Jason Alexander reprises his role from starting on Tuesday. Goes again here on Sunday. 7-6 with a 4.59 ERA. First pitch at 1:05. We'll be on the air a couple of minutes before that, as this is our final broadcast on terrestrial radio on Fox Sports Radio, the Lehigh Valley, this season. So I'll talk to you tomorrow on the regular online stream. We'll tweet out a link for you to be able to listen to that. If you want to join Connor and I for that kind of round, we'll be alongside me in the booth for that, which will be awesome. But means we got to sign off for the season here on the airwaves of Fox Sports Radio, the Lehigh Valley. I genuinely want to thank anybody who has tuned in. I know radio is old-fashioned, but it's what I love. It's what makes baseball great, and it's the medium that I think baseball truly owns and will be that way forever and ever. And if you made us a part of any part of your spring, summer, and now fall, we thank you for coming along for the ride for us. Baseball on the radio is a genuine art, and the fact that we get to do this for our living and talk about Iron Pigs baseball day in and day out, there is nothing else Connor and I love more to do than it is this job, and getting to do it every single day, and you guys being a part of it is what makes it so special. So, signing off from the Cyan Sky broadcast booth one final time here on 94.7 FM at 1230 AM in Easton. I've been Sam Jelinek. Connor Brown has you for the Staybird Suites Allentown Bethlehem Airport postgame show before we wrap things up tomorrow for the final game of the season. I've been Sam Jelinek. Connor Brown has you for the rest of your evening here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Well, if you are looking for retirement living that includes all
Amen, brother. Amen. One last ride.
One last ride tomorrow.
Services and
we'll get weird.
Morningstar Living's
Let's get weird with it.
All right, all of us
with Pennsylvania.
Yep, see you tomorrow, man.
If you live at a Morningstar Living community, you have everything you need for all of your retirement years. Visit www.morningstarliving.org to learn more about the region's premier retirement living solutions.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers. And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven layer dip.
Ribs. No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
The scoreboard. Our hopes and dreams rest on the outcome. But it doesn't show the sacrifice it takes to win. Or the pain of accepting defeat. Because the real score isn't about points. It's about how many times you come back from impossible odds. Here for all the moments that matter. The name trusted for over 80 years and accepted by top doctors and specialists. Capital Blue Cross. Live fearless.
Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Welcome in to the Staybridge Suites, Allentown Bethlehem Airport post-game show. Taking over things for Sam Jelinek on the Iron Pigs Radio broadcast. Here is Connor Brown as the Woo Sox win their second straight game against your Iron Pigs here tonight at Coca-Cola Park, taking this one 4-3 as they now have the series advantage heading into the series finale and season finale come tomorrow, as the Iron Pigs offensively were able to get a few runs in the middle innings, a spare run in the bottom of the seventh, a bases-loaded walk to Buddy Kennedy to make it a one-run ball game. But then it was Buddy Kennedy striking out with the bases Ethan Wilson striking out with the bases loaded as Buddy Kennedy walked in the bottom of the ninth to load up the bases as the Iron Pigs rally in the bottom of the ninth, fall short as they fall for their third time this week to Worcester. As tonight's starting pitcher Kyle Tyler with a solid outing in his final start of the season, five innings of two-run baseball and two hits with five strikeouts and no walks. Freddie Tarnock is the losing pitcher, though, in tonight's ball game, as he allowed two runs to come in to score in the top of the seventh, as the Iron Pigs not able to come back from that deficit. Austin Hayes, in his major league rehab assignment, start here tonight with Lehigh Valley, reports two hits leading off in the DH role. Buddy Kennedy also with two hits on the evening. Kennedy drove in two of the three Iron Pigs runs. This evening, Scott Kingery with the other RBI, a sac fly in the bottom of the fourth to tie things up at two. Now let's go check in on the International League scoreboard to see how things are wrapping up around the International League today, as a bunch of games have gone final. Still one game in action. That's Omaha as they lead Louisville 9-7 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Finals from earlier on today, Scranton Wilkes-Barre 8-5 over Buffalo. Memphis shuts out the Durham Bulls 8-0. Iowa also gets a shutout, as they shut out the Rochester Red Wings 4-0. Columbus runs past the Toledo Mudheads with a comfortable 14-3 win. Indianapolis takes down St. Paul after scoring 7 runs in the first 2 innings. Indianapolis doesn't get on the scoreboard again until the 6th, but it's good enough for the 8th and final run that they needed to get past the Saints, 8-7. Syracuse also picks up an easy win today against the Charlotte Knights, 10-3. Jacksonville squeaks by Gwinnett, 5-3. And Nashville on the road over Norfolk tonight, 6-1. Come up here on the Iron Pigs postgame show. Get you guys ready for the series and season finale coming up tomorrow at Coca-Cola Park as you're tuning in to the Staybridge Suites Allentown Bethlehem Airport postgame show on Fox Sports Radio, 94.7 FM and 1230 AM in Easton.
Visit your neighborhood Ashley store for unbelievable deals on furniture, decor, mattresses, and more. Plus, take advantage of expert advice and design tips from our amazing associates. Shop in-store or online. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Make a fresh start in your new home with a fresh look from Ashley. Shop now for amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, decor, and so much more. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Feels good to be home.
This is the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon.
The Cowboys are now a team where, you know what? They're a team, they're a dangerous team, and you got to be careful when you play them. That's kind of how I look at them. They got a couple of good players on offense. You got a really good player in Micah Parsons on defense. You got to watch out for him, but clearly they are gettable on both sides of the ball. If you let Dak have a big day, then suddenly you're going to wind up walking away with an L. But that's how I look at the Cowboys now. It's, hey, they're now a tricky team that when you play them, hey, you got to make sure you got stuff battened down, or Dak and CD can run roughshod over you, and that can absolutely be something that derails you. But that's who the Cowboys are. I haven't seen anything the last couple weeks that tells me, hey, Cowboys might be. No, they're what we said in the offseason. They're not going to be very good because they're not a team that improved. You don't just suddenly get better by osmosis.
Listening to Jason Smith with Mike Harmon. Weeknights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
You're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America, on Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM, 1230 AM, and streaming at lvfoxsports.com.
Welcome back in to the Staybridge Suites, Allentown Bethlehem Airport postgame show here with Connor Brown, coming to you live from the Philadelphia Eastern Honda Studios. Philadelphia Eastern Honda saying yes is what they do best. As the Iron Pigs fall for the third time this week to the WooSox 4-3, as the WooSox now hold the series advantage 3-2, heading into the series and season finale tomorrow at Coca-Cola Park. We'll have tomorrow's season finale coming up at 1:05. The Iron Pigs season will come to an end, unfortunately, as it just feels like it just got underway, as they will finish the season for the first time since 2021 under 500, as after tonight's loss, they are 67-78 overall in the season, 11 games under 500, and they will do no better than 10 games under 500 this season. But given all the roster movement and the start of the season for the Iron Pigs, still a very successful one for the Pigs. Their season comes to a finish tomorrow, as I'll get you all the information you need to enjoy that season finale coming up next here on the Staybridge Suites Allentown Bethlehem Airport postgame show on Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM at 1230 AM in Easton.
Hi, this is Becky Zavilla, Director of Media and Group Sales at the Hilton Garden Inn, Allentown Bethlehem Airport. Whether you are planning a fun-filled family getaway, key corporate meeting, or a relaxing weekend for two, you'll experience desired amenities, attentive hospitality, and outstanding quality. That of a hallmark of the Hilton Garden Inn, Allentown Bethlehem Airport.
Richmar Florist is the Lehigh Valley's premier floral company and has been since 1955. From weddings to funerals to corporate events, Richmar Florist does it all. Whether you know exactly what you want or you're in need of some creative magic, Richmar's talented and creative staff is ready to help you create the floral arrangement of your dreams. Give them a call today at 610-437-5588 or visit their website at richmarflorist.com. Richmar Florist is a proud sponsor of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, NASCAR, and the Lehigh Valley Phantoms.
B. Braun Medical has been part of the Lehigh Valley community for more than 40 years. The life-sustaining products we manufacture right here in Allentown are used to treat millions of patients in hospitals throughout the United States every year.
At B. Braun, we're committed to protecting and improving the health of people in the Lehigh Valley and across the country. We're proud to be a founding partner of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Visit us today at BeBraunUSA.com.
Discover why everyone loves a new car today.
Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Putting a bow on the Stabler Suites, Allen Sound Bethlehem Airport post-game show here with Connor Brown as we are wrapping things up here on the last radio broadcast of the Iron Pigs 2024 season as they fall in their last Saturday night contest at Coca-Cola Park this evening, 4-3 to the Blue Sox, heading into the season finale tomorrow on Sunday. Like I just mentioned, this will be our final radio broadcast for tonight's ballgame. It was our final.